participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Verp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe me.
Stop the rock.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Grandpa, sorry about all the casualties, Charlie, but at least we're alive.
Oh, boy, you.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Have I told you you're my favorite?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hey, Don and Mike, Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Now, if Don's not here, why do they come walking in anyway?
Oh, they got to come in.
Well, I don't want them to come in.
Stay out. It's a contract deal.
Stay out.
No. No, go away. Go away.
Based on a true story.
Bastard.
He was a neo-Nazi.
Bastard.
One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Anal Play. And all the ships at sea. When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know they can't be far behind. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Thank you, Rob. Don's am I allowed to say that Don's in traffic court?
Yes,
okay,
you are.
Good. Well, it's too late anyway.
Well, yes, I guess so.
He's going to be a little bit late today, so it's just me, and I'd like to read to you from a novel that I've been reading.
A prepared statement.
Congratulations, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head, Rob. You have feet in your shoes.
Don't go crazy.
You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own. And you know what you know,
yes.
And you are the guy who will decide where to go.
Who is that, Chaucer?
This is the great Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. Geisel.
One of our dot-commers, or all those people that were here having the party yesterday, dropped that by.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Any of them? Shocker, I left it in the studio.
Well, it came in handy, didn't it?
Were you shaking your head ruefully when I left yesterday? I knew you would. Did Joe give you my message when I... Let me explain something.
Yes, he did.
All right, turn the music off.
Okay.
Let me explain the way it works here.
Okay.
Rob has a, I am aware, even though Rob might not know that I'm aware, that he has a pet peeve when I leave the studio. And what I do is when I leave the studio, at closing time, when the whistle goes off, I am out of here. I like to be in my car, usually within 60 seconds. There he goes. When that whistle sounds, and it's been a tradition. I mean, this is nothing new. I've done this for 15 years.
Oh, before I've known you.
15 years as a broadcaster, I have been out of this studio and in my car. And unfortunately, I can have a stack of stuff in here that I'm preparing to leave with. And all the great people that were fans of the show and came by and had their little rally out there with Tom Gavin under the tree.
Left gifts.
Yeah, most of them are gone now.
What I do is I'll stack the stuff up and I will be fully prepared. I got it.
Thank you.
Most of the people are fully prepared to leave. Lisa, why are you so dressed up today?
For you, baby.
Really?
Yes.
Nice, though.
That's a lovely ensemble that you're wearing today.
It's a suit.
It's striking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Oh, wow.
My, the jacket
incredible.
Comes off.
You know what I think of when I see an outfit like that?
Me?
I think of ass play.
Yes, I do, too.
Well,
I'm
to my
just
world.
Kidding. Where was I? I digress.
You were talking about
leaving
how
things behind. So here's the deal. See, here's the deal. So I usually have a stack of stuff that I take with me. We have a 5 o'clock whistle.
And he's gone.
I like to leave. I like to get out. When the show's done,
your shirt
like
never
to
touches
here.
Your back.
As you will testify, when Don's not here, for some reason, when it's just me coming in here to get the show started, I come in here with maybe about 8 seconds to spare. As a matter of fact, technically the show had already started before I walked into the
studio.
Yeah,
but you see, Lisa said, "Where's Mike?" I said, "Don't worry, he'll be along."
I'm always
here. You never miss the final deadline.
And at closing time, you know, it's very, very well known that I like to get here late and I like to leave early.
Minimizing the time here.
So, Rob has this little thing about me leaving the studio and forgetting stuff. And I caught him one time when I walked out. Sometimes I'll remember and I'll pivot on my right heel, and I'll walk back in here, and I'll see Rob giving this. I can't communicate this verbally because it's nonverbal. Rob will do something, but it sounds something like this. A look of disgust. And he shakes his head back and forth. So yesterday, I left my cell phone, my sunglasses, and my Dr. Seuss book. Oh,
and I only found the Dr. Seuss book later, but I was able to get you your sunglasses and your wallet.
Well, I told Joe, and I wanted to make sure he gave you the message.
He did.
When Joe came back, did he tell you that I was on my way back upstairs to get my stuff?
He said that you had already started your Curly Howard-styled pivot, and you were headed back to the studio.
Well, I'm in a pretty good mood today, Rob.
What's not to like?
I don't mind telling you, I'm in a very, very good mood today.
You were a tease before the program.
Well, I will tell you this. I discussed what I was going to say to on the air. I actually discussed it with my wife. But as many of you may know, we are, of course, estranged.
I love when you say that.
Isn't that what you call it? You're not divorced because we're separated.
That's right.
And we're not. You know, so you can't say I'm divorced because that's jumping the gun.
But it's so melodramatic.
There are laws and procedures that one would follow in order to be formally, apart. But
right.
I will tell you that we are the word. I guess the proper word, even though I don't like the word, the legal word would be estranged.
Yeah,
isn't that correct.
But I do believe it is. It is lending an air of mystery.
Well, here's the deal.
Yes.
We, since we've been apart, since I've been out of the house and on my own, we haven't fulfilled any marital obligations, of course. You know, I mean, it's a you live separate and equal, but, well, I have my kids staying with me now, and there are a lot of phone calls that go back. We see a lot of each other, my wife and I, we see a lot of each other. We go out to dinner a lot, we spend a lot of time with the kids, and, last night, the young ones were in my house, and they had gone to sleep, and they were all snuggled, all nestled in their beds. And
sugar plums dancing?
Sound asleep. And I was in another, you know, quadrant of the house, and I was talking with my wife.
Yeah.
And
your estranged wife.
My estranged wife. And we talked for a long time about the good, the bad, the ugly. Talked about life. Talked about, and then somehow, I'm not sure how this, I do need some music for this, I think. Somehow, during the course of the conversation, and she wanted me to be very careful how I describe this, and I do because there's a legal document that says I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying anything bad here. What I'm saying is during the course of the conversation,
yes.
we began to talk about things that two people do when they're alone.
Yes?
In the bedroom.
Recalling days of past, or?
Well, you know, actually just talking about sex.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And, it was, I think at some point during the conversation, I said to her, I said, honey, have you ever, I don't think we've ever done the phone thing, you know?
Ah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, now that you're, you know, estranged and all.
Sure.
I thought it might be a very interesting idea to, to do the phone thing. And so, mm-hmm. Well, she said, not like that. And I don't want to go into any detail. I don't want to embarrass anybody here, you know, obviously, because things are still very sensitive.
Of course.
But I will tell you. But I will simply say that it was interesting, and it was very satisfying, and it's we just had a moment. We had a moment there. It was a long moment.
Yep.
Probably about a 20-minute moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 20-minute moment right before. But I wish I could give you more detail. I'll tell you why I can't, because I said, would you mind if I talked about this? She said, well, don't go into any real detail.
It sounds to me like it was about 5 moments.
Strictly over the
20 minutes.
It was, she had a moment. And then I had a moment. She had a lovely moment, and then I had a little moment.
All of it strictly over the phone.
Over the phone.
There you go.
Over the phone, which is, you know,
no law against that.
There was nothing. It had never happened. It had never happened, and maybe that's part of the problem.
Who knows?
That type of thing had never happened, and it was exhilarating.
Wouldn't it be ironic if this estrangement brought you closer?
You know, well, the thing is, I think, who knows? You live one day at a time. You wake up in the morning. You take a big, deep breath of air.
It's true.
And you move on. But I am... let me just say that I am feeling very perky today.
I know Don's not here, but I can hear him in my head asking this question. On this phone conversation, was there AP?
There's no AP.
Okay.
That's good.
No, as a matter of fact, AP was not even involved, Buzz.
Okay.
Buzz, of course, would be referring to yesterday's topic, ass play.
Yes, because
which I'd like to have as a topic every single day.
Damn day.
But it was fascinating, and in any event, we're all here. Hail, the gang's all here.
That's
Don will be here when he gets here. He is in traffic court right now, and
you
know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
That goes, basically, they call you when they call you,
when
he gets here, he gets here, and so hopefully we'll get an update on that. And let's get some phone calls. Are we all set for that, Rob?
You punch down, and we'll do the talking with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I think it's me.
Hey, what's the phone number, Rob? I always forget.
Isn't it 1-877-365-3636?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
We have a tape that says just the same, ladies and gentlemen.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hello, is
they're
this...
ready to believe you.
Is this Jack Cassidy?
Hey.
Hey, I guess not.
I think it's Homo Joe's birthday, and we don't hear enough from him anymore.
God, now... What was I telling you right before the show, Mike?
Yeah, Rob was actually saying, where are we going to buy the cake? How would you know that it's Homo Joe's birthday?
I just write stuff down.
You just write stuff down?
Huh. It's important to the show.
Are you gay?
No.
Are you a fan?
But I would like... How you doing, guy? To call up and sing happy birthday like he did to you. It was wonderful.
I believe what he is he writes down a lot of his ideas.
All right, well, we'll jot that down. We'll take that under advisement. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Were you on a cordless phone by chance with your wife last night?
I will tell you this. Part of the discussion was on a cordless phone, and then I moved to another area of the house and was on a cord phone.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the neighbors would intercept it. It would be on the internet as we speak.
You know, it's good.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen every time you're on a cordless phone.
No.
Do you think that in every
possibility is
not every time?
Well, do you do this, sir? Do you record your neighbors' cordless conversations?
No, but I'm worried that they might be recording mine.
I believe that the technology has advanced now, where it's a lot harder to do that. It's not like the old days where you could pick it up on fillings and things.
Yeah, but that's a sick little guy. He's probably got the whole recording device in his basement. Boy, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
What can I do for you?
Over the weekend, you got some national airplay.
Really?
You, Mike O'Mara. Sort of.
Well, is this the thing that Don played yesterday?
From CNN?
CNN on the show?
From C-SPAN?
Is it C-SPAN or CNN? I'm not sure. Is the one where they talk about my taint?
No.
That, of course, gets back to ass play.
Yeah, it always does.
Everything
Mike.
Does. Ass play.
I think that the burping guy has been the guy that's been spearheading all those, and I think he's been doing a lot of work.
Well, what did you hear or see on C-SPAN?
Well, I was watching C-SPAN over the weekend, and they had the curator of the Liberty Bell Museum in Philadelphia.
Was he talking about ass play?
Not directly, no.
Okay, all right.
It got that way. The callers, they were taking calls, and the caller said, yeah, right. I was wondering if... the Liberty Bell, the cracking Liberty Bell is as big as Mike O'Mara's.
Really? Well, see, that's not nice.
But that is related.
But, I mean, as long as we're getting exposure, that's all I care about. And the fact is, it's not true.
And they both have cracks.
It is not as big. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey there. I was just, you know, the whole thing with Buzz and everything, I just thought you guys, you know, your vast medical knowledge and just everything was just too much for me to handle.
And incidentally, I think really it's a good idea for somebody at some point on the show each and every day for at least the next week or so to say, Buzz, welcome home.
Thank you.
Buzz has been to hell and back, sir.
And you know, and now that he's
medically
been away,
speaking, of course,
I treasure every day that Buzz is here even more.
Well, you know, I look at him with his new truss that he has on, you know, holding all his insides in.
Yeah.
God knows if somebody, you know, popped a little seam in the back of that thing.
Oh no,
Buzz's guts would spill out of the dock like that little Kittner boy.
And I want everyone to know that Carrie and I actually went to the trouble spilling out all over the dock. This was no boating accident.
Carrie
and I went to the trouble to buy Buzz a get well card, and if we hadn't
lost it, we would have dropped that in the mail.
That's
we do care desperately.
Buzz, how many people from the show actually came and visited you in the hospital?
Let me see. There was none. nobody.
I was really, the very last day, the last day before the 4th of July break, I was seriously thinking about coming to see you in the hospital.
But you didn't have
it was
to.
Just really, it was really inconvenient.
Supposed to be outpatient surgery anyway, and it turned into some kind of imprisonment.
Well, we heard that you might have, you might have lost your life again.
No. Everything was fine.
You're happy with your physicians?
I couldn't be happier. In fact, I'm calling this my hunky dude surgery because I'm now, thanks to the surgery, I'm now a hunky dude.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. Happy. Yeah, you are. You are the definitive hunk.
You know what would be great is maybe later on in today's program, me and Wendell could show their scars.
Absolutely. Would you ever show your scar?
I will. I would have to wait for the surgical tape to come off of it. But soon. Soon and for the rest of your life.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm just peachy. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was listening earlier, and I heard you talking about leaving the show so quick in the afternoon.
Well, it's not that I leave the show. I don't leave the show. I don't leave the show.
That golf glove in your back pocket helps kind of get you out of there pretty quick.
What are you talking on? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, myself.
You're in a cell phone? Where are you? What kind of room are you
in? Sounds like he's in a cell.
No, seriously. In my office.
What, do you have any furniture in your office? Is it a hardwood floor? What's going on?
No, part of it's a studio.
Why don't you put the phone down and go to the other side of the room and talk?
Okay.
The echo is just horrible.
I love it. Sounds like Phil Spector produced the call.
Let's wait till we hear from him.
Here we go. Is that better?
No.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you very much. That was Rob saying that. Rob, the listener's friend.
What I was hoping is that he'd put the phone in one end and go to the other end of the studio and scream at the phone.
I do not leave the show early. I leave the show
leave the show early, but get out of there pretty quick.
I leave the show when the show is done before the cleaning takes place. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You crave efficiency. Nothing more.
I do. I just like to get in my car and go.
Hate to be in the way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney.
Are we still doing the celebrity burp contest?
You know we are.
All right, do we have a new celebrity burp?
We do.
Are we going to do that when Don gets here?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, it's not even in our arena to set the dollar amount. I'd say it could be up to $100,000.
I think that's pretty good for me.
But
the guy that sits on the other side, the guy that doesn't have any of the show prep in front of him, but I know that we are. I think I get credit for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Knowing that we're still doing the celebrity
burp. Good job.
I think that's fantastic. What can we do for you, ma'am?
I was just curious, granted I know you guys are estranged, but how did you guys end the conversation last night?
How did we end it?
With goodbye. Yeah,
I think we ended it with that. We still do say, you know, I love you. We end in good night, and I'll see you at breakfast tomorrow morning.
Breakfast tomorrow morning, and that's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, are you talking about when you say... Mind you, I can't give all the specific details of it because I don't want to. You know, I want to honor somebody's wishes here. These strange wishes.
What did you expect them to say? Or what did you want them to say?
It was basically after it was over. It was kind of like, well, was that good? Hey, wow, okay, all right, love you, good night, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well,
you
know that. No, I'm just wondering from the female perspective how she got off the phone and is okay with everything.
She was very, very okay with everything. She was more than okay with everything, and at least in my opinion. But then again, I'm not anybody that's really good at predicting what she really thinks.
How about you?
I said today, I think I said to her at breakfast, you know, I could do that on a city bus between stops.
I would draw the question.
Don and Mike Show. It's true.
I know.
You know, guys are different that way.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Now, you see, you talk about ass play and phone activity, and the ladies start calling in.
Coincidence?
Yeah, I don't think so, Buzz. Hello, what can we do for you, Cindy?
Peanuts.
Ah! Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I know that there was no AP involved, but was Underbite Man involved?
No, I don't do voices. That's an old... When was the last time I did that voice?
Way too long ago.
Yes, Underbite Man.
Don't give him that, Mike.
I'm sorry. Underbite
Man does not deserve it.
Underbite Man was not involved in that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Over. Okay, I had a question about the phone sex.
Yes, sir. Now wait a minute. Hold it. Stop.
No, this is good.
I didn't say that. I'm just trying to, you know, it was just a... Yeah, okay.
Conversation.
So what's your question about the P.S.?
Well, now your estranged wife, is Dirty Talk something that she engaged in regularly before when you were married?
No.
So this is brand new for you?
Not brand new, but it was not something that was done routinely and on a regular basis.
Well, I've engaged in that, and let me tell you.
What, in
you're a lucky man.
You mean in the phone activity with your wife?
Before we were married, yeah.
Yeah, that really mattered. $2.99 a minute.
What about when you were married?
We haven't done it since we were married, no.
Yeah. No.
You know, the only thought I had was that maybe if, you know, with all the road time that we had, maybe if I had done that, it might have been different. Things might have been.
So we lived in two different states, so it was a...
When you weren't married?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's good. Have you ever done it, Rob?
No. Never have.
Buzz?
Yes, yes, I have.
Shocker.
All right. Buzz ran a service.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Michael Hasselhoff, please.
Michael Hasselhoff is not here.
He's not?
No, he's not.
Aren't you the gentleman from Baywatch that saves young drowning children?
Ah, yes.
I see where he's going.
Rob, the hero music, please.
Coming up.
I didn't bring it up. I should point this out. I did not bring this up at all.
And in another spooky...
Mike, I've never been more proud of you.
Well, you know, what this gentleman's referring to, and, you know, I'm hard-pressed to actually go back and recount it, but for those of you that may not have heard the program yesterday, I should tell you that, yes, in truth, I saved a life. I saved a life yesterday. Has it recued, Rob?
Great CD players.
Oh, it's a CD player. Yes, yesterday I was telling the story about my weekend exploits on the boat where I pulled a struggling child from the water.
Only from 2 feet of water.
Speeding bullet.
That's me.
I did it yesterday.
All right, knock that off. Yes, are you proud of me, sir?
Absolutely. I've never been more proud of you, and I'm proud to be an American in this country with you, Mike.
Well, you know, I just urge all Americans this summer, if you get an opportunity, if the opportunity presents itself, if you're out there on vacation, if you're just walking along the street, if you have the opportunity, go ahead, do what I do. Save a life.
Brave stance, Mike.
In another eerie coincidence, David Hasselhoff just checked into alcohol rehab.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So we have two things in common. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Like looking into a crystal ball.
Absolutely. And the body. And the six-pack abs. And the incredible all-over tan.
Well, when you say six-pack abs, you're only half wrong.
That's right. 12-pack of abs right here, right underneath, underneath the inches of solid goo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Safely
protected. Hey, how you doing?
What?
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
Hey, got to call you on. Mike's not there, and Don's not there, and no one yet said hi to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, but wait
thank
a minute. Hold on a second. What about
he's during the introduction. No one has said hi to Buzz
now,
during the introduction.
But I don't do... Don does the introduction when he's here. What about the... Hold it. What about the fact that I said... Buzz has, you know, come back from death's door, and every single day, at some point on the show, I think a listener should say, welcome home to Buzz.
Well, Buzz is cool, and I'm not Jorge, but, you know, Buzz, I want a person to say, hi, Buzz.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hi back to you.
Hey, thank you. Now my day is complete.
Oh, God.
That call was a house.
So many men and women. So many men gay for Buzz. So many women want Buzz's baby. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? It's Sonny Roast Beef calling in.
Hi, Sonny. How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, are you sure?
You know, is this guy, I mean, is this a regular caller that we're supposed to know? Or
announced
what?
Himself like he's Lyndon Johnson.
Sonny Roast
know who he is.
How do we know Sonny? Have you called before?
Yes, I've called many a times before.
What about the Sonny Roast Beef? Where do we get that from?
Well, I called up a Sonny before, and I decided to put some originality into it.
Yeah, that's good. It was great. I thought it was Ted Williams' son. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Teddy Ballgame.
Guess who?
I believe we have Ted Williams' son here right now on the show.
Here he is.
Hello. Hi, Ted.
John Henry.
Hi.
John Henry Williams. John Henry Williams. John, can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Why do you want to freeze your father's head and put it in a vault, and what are you doing? Is it for the money?
No, it's not. It's for the fun of it.
Really? Can you spell cryonics, please?
Good luck.
Cryonics?
Uh-huh. Cryonics. Can you please? John Henry Williams.
CONTENERY.
Contenery. Very good. Right. Are you a big baseball fan, John Henry?
Yes, I am.
Why are you talking like this, John Henry?
Because I'm John Henry.
No, this is Tom Gavin.
No, I think...
Watch it.
This is Tom Gavin.
Isn't this a Boston dialect?
Is this your Boston... Is this your Boston accent, Tom?
Yes, it is. My Boston accent.
Tom, stop talking like this. It's annoying me.
Okay.
Did you have fun with everybody yesterday?
Yes.
Can you spell news group?
News group?
News group.
NEWSGERP.
Perfect. News GURP.
I actually have a question, Tom. Can you spell dehydration?
DINSTER.
Exactly. Spell that again, Tom. One more time, please. You can't do that.
It was Dinster.
Yes.
All right, we got to go, Tom. We got lots of calls. Got to run.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie is too.
Charlie's, no, Rob, I can't be. Rob, if you want to see, Rob's doing the writing thing with hand gestures to me. Rob, if you'd like to play that cruel trick.
I'm sorry, Tom? Anybody, Tom?
Yes?
I'm sorry to tell you this.
What?
But Charlie is dead.
What?
Don and Mike show. See you at the funeral.
You've ruined his day. Hello, Don and Mike show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, it's Chuck Martin. I just want to see what's up to Buzz.
Hey, Buzz is right here. He's here for you, sir.
Hi, thanks.
And I also want to congratulate you on your life-saving experience.
Thank you. See?
I've been down in the city for 6 years, so.
Sir, you're mumbling, and I'm having difficulty understanding you.
I just wanted to congratulate you and.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
So it was a lifeguard.
Anybody watch the home run derby last night?
I sure did not.
The sure home run derby.
Are they keeping the balls?
Well, I want to just tell ESPN one thing. First of all, tell Chris Berman that if he's ever outside, take the sport coat off. Just put the man in some sort of outfit where there is some comfort. I think that is a guy that has a body and has just a constitution that is made for a Hawaiian shirt.
You know what would
or a golf shirt that's untucked.
What would have been good for him is cryogenics. Just to put him in liquid nitrogen.
Cryonics, right?
Whatever. What, that's better?
But this, what I hate about it, this is the most, I like watching, nobody likes baseball more than I do on this show. I love baseball. I love watching baseball. I love watching home runs, but this thing where they do the editing and they put the back-to-back home runs together, and they did it for a half an hour. You're sitting there and you're watching the quick edit of guys taking swings.
Yeah.
It's like enough. And then we've got to get Chris Berman, who seriously looked like the top of his head was going to explode. And he does the thing where he's standing on the field and he's got the choked off voice where he's going, back. Chris Berman here, back.
Oh my God. Chris Berman's head is mysteriously blown off the top of his body.
But it went over 500 yards.
Oh, my God. Blood is spewing out of Chris Berman's head. It's disgusting. But Chris Berman's sitting there with a wonderful tan, and he's got the thing that he likes to do.
Are you sure that's not just hypertension?
I don't know. It might be.
I mean, really, really.
Because his face was scarlet. And he's wearing this like royal blue blazer with the shirt that's too tight, and he's out on the field, and it's obviously, where was the game last night? It was in the Midwest, right?
Milwaukee.
It was in Milwaukee. Yeah. Sweaty, sticky Milwaukee, and he's got the too tight shirt on, and he's got that thing that the sportscasters did in the day of teleprompters and like little earpieces where you can hear what's going on.
Sure,
I don't think you need the Jack Buck clipboard to be sitting there on the field, and he's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, this guy," and he's giving intros that are so long to the players that they give a shot of the players as they're like Barry Bonds in particular is stepping up to this top step. And Chris Berman says, "This man has jacked up more home runs in the last 20. This guy has 700. He's on a pace for the..." And you see Barry Bonds start to move towards the field. "In 1999.
And then he has to recover his brain.
90 miles an hour on that.
"We're going to need makeup."
He has to put his head back together. And you see Barry Bonds going, "Jesus Christ. Will you stop with the introduction?" And then, of course, he retreats to the little field setup that they have, because they're not doing it out of a broadcast booth. They're down there so they can interact with all the players.
So he can really sweat.
And here's the three problems. Chris Berman on the field with a sport coat, sweating too much and ready for his head to explode totally. Then you have the fact that they edit all the home run swings together, where you see the kick, kick, kick.
So it's a taped piece?
Yeah, that's not a tape. It's what they do leading up to it. It's the most overhyped crap in the world. I think the thing... The event itself is a hyped-up event.
Sure.
But don't show me all this videotape of all the homes. Show me the actual competition. Don't have Chris Berman doing the seven-hour interviews with these guys that everybody knows anyway. Just get right to the action. I mean, these intros, some of the intros were a minute and a half long. Now, it doesn't sound long, but it's very long for an intro when you're doing a ball game.
Now, I don't know much about baseball because I don't watch a lot of baseball, but they're on the...
Shocker.
Yeah, of course. Mike, there's so much theater to
I
do.
Never had a... opportunity.
So much
theater. Yeah, it's really, it's actually a tragedy. "Dad, throw a ball with me, please." "No, there's no time. There's no time. I'm surfing, son."
He's surfing.
Did you tell that story on the air yesterday about your father buying the surfboard?
I'm so pleased with my father. He's going back to a hobby that he's ignored for 20 years.
Hey, if you've ever met Rob's dad, here's
the hippest guy in the world.
You see Rob standing next to his father,
right? Mm-hmm.
Rob's father is younger looking and thinner and more athletic looking and, dare I say, hipper looking.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But then who isn't?
So the, you know, the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket was hipper than Rob. Hipper looking than Rob.
Stand me next to George O'Keefe and it's a horse race. Who's
Daddy,
hipper here?
Please throw a ball. I was not a big sports fan growing up.
But my father,
I never had the opportunity to play ball. He's 6 foot. What are you, 6'4"?
He's 6'4". I'm 6'2".
6'2"?
Yeah.
I thought you were 6'3".
No.
Really?
No.
6'2". Could have been a ball player, though.
Yeah.
Could have been a contender.
That could have happened.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think if you, like, really started to play sports when you were a young boy that you could have been a ball player?
No, I don't have the attention span. there's too much TV to watch. There's
That's right.
Batman's on.
Exactly.
I won't have the opportunity. Hi, this is Rob Spiewak. I won't have the opportunity to join you
with Little League today.
Unfortunately, I will be watching the Speed Racer retrospective.
Rob Spiewak!
Bear with me, if you please. I don't follow the ball game very much.
The scrimmage must end by 3 because that's when the monsters come on.
I hated it. I truly hated that whole thing with the hype and so I fell asleep by the time. You know, well, it was time for PS actually after the home run derby. Head to bed. What a day!
But with the all-star break right now, they're just trying to create events probably to fill the time.
Burn
right?
Time.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you have it. You have the event. The event starts at I think 8 o'clock. The home run derby. Don't give me all the graphics and the orgasmic graphics. Can I say that? You can't say that on the radio. The orgasmic graphics that go along with this garbage. I mean, it's just, I like watching the guys hit home runs. I don't like all the garbage where they have to have all the analysis and all the announcers. It's too much.
Why don't they take an hour away from that and just focus on Chris Berman's head?
Hi, this is Rob Spiewak. I'd like tickets to the home run derby, please. Thank you, Chris.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
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 Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Speak to us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Oh, no.
Calling for a little ass play, are you?
Of course.
This is Jack Cassidy. Nothing I like better than a little ass play.
What can we do for you? What's your name?
Stephanie Berlin.
What is it?
Stephanie.
Berlin?
Uh-huh.
That's a lovely name. I know Rob's very excited at that name.
Exactly.
Okay. What can we do for you, Stephanie?
Well, I was laid off by WorldCom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Did my buddy Larry lay you off?
Probably.
You know anybody named Larry?
I sure do.
Do you really? Is he thin?
Pardon me?
Is he a thin guy?
Yes, he is.
I don't want to mention...
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
No, really? Wrong Larry.
Oh.
I just played golf, a lot of golf with a guy named Larry, and Larry said he had to lay some people off. So you know Larry.
I probably do.
I bet we're talking about the... hey, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want Rob to get... I want to see if it's the right Larry that we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. Rob, pick it up and get the last name. And then just... all right. Now Rob's going to write down the last name.
Another
Rob's writing down the last name. I don't want to do last names.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's been through a little slice of hell. Let's see. No, it's not Larry Rogers.
I've never liked Larry Rogers.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I don't know Larry Rogers. I don't. If I was Larry Rogers, they ought to fire him.
Exactly.
All right, what can we do for you, Stephanie? I'm sorry you were laid off.
Yes, I was. And I started my own little business online, and I was hoping you could help me out.
Wow. How about that guy? You see that guy from WorldCom taking the Fifth Amendment yesterday?
I watched the whole thing and was disgusted.
Blaming That's the former guy. CEO. Does he look like a dip or what? Look at this guy. That's the guy from WorldCom.
I refuse to answer.
Wow.
I refuse to answer that I screwed the entire company.
Tell him to say hi to Mrs. Muir.
What can we do for you, Stephanie?
Well, my website is presenceforme.com, the number 4, presents for me, and it's a gift registry, so you can send email.
You know, may I suggest...
You know, there's a little channel we call advertising. You know, you call the sales department.
You buy time.
Stephanie, here I was feeling sorry for you. I was like, go to hell. There you go. You got your plug in.
You'll do well.
You know, I was laid off, but in the meantime, I've managed to start my own business.
Despite all my years at WorldCom, I'm still very accustomed to getting my own way at all times. Hi, me.
Hello.
Me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this Mighty Mike?
Yes, it is, ma'am. Yes, Super Mike.
Saver of lives! Ass play man!
Yes, sir, when I'm not out there saving lives, it's right to the boudoir for a little anal play.
There he is.
I enjoy myself. What can we do for you? What can we do for you?
Like kryptonite.
So, what are you wearing, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, what are you wearing?
Right now I'm wearing parachute pants.
Oh.
With both the back and front cutout.
Oh, my God.
I am wearing a purple Cherokee designer T-shirt from Target. It is a size...
Show off your six-pack?
Yes, I'm showing off the 12-pack right now, and I'm wearing lovely Columbia sandals with perfectly trimmed toenails on a pair of perfect feet.
Smells like feet.
The suede vest is nice.
Is this F you, Buzz? Is this working for you?
Oh, it's working wonderfully.
What are you?
I guess I could tell you what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing, Ray? I'm not sure I really want to know. No, I'm sorry. No, you have a lovely voice.
Of course we do.
You don't sound at all like a big woman.
No.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a little tee.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
John Goodman?
No. Charlize Theron.
Right. Somewhere between Charlize Theron and the guy on the operation table.
Charlize, you can call me Hasselhoff.
Oh, okay, David.
All right. Well, that was fun. Was it good for you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't continue.
Thanks.
Her voice was not doing it for me.
Put that on hold for me.
I just got word that Don is on his way back from the traffic situation, so we'll have an update on that and all the other good stuff. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm just fine.
Good, sir.
A little exhausted after that last call.
I can imagine.
With the lovely Charlize.
I believe the word is spent.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in the spirit of that blockbuster show, The Mole, coming back on ABC, can we hear the Charlie promo?
The Charlie promo?
Hold on, I think I... You are...
Okay, oh, yeah, that one. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we'll play
you
it
want
for
that?
It. Yep, absolutely.
All right, here we go.
I do request.
Instant request.
When I'm by myself, I do request.
The Mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady.
The Mole will double-cross you.
Drink this. It's not poisonous.
The Mole could be right beside you. And you wouldn't even know it. Who is the Mole?
Hey.
The Betrayal Begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
Get to know Charlie. Well, there you go. I'm glad you enjoyed that, sir. Nice little retrospective because we found out earlier Charlie's dead.
A lot of people don't know how many hours of production went into that one piece.
We work very hard on those.
For days.
Really, when we do something like that on the show, it's almost like a television pilot. We take the idea to Don. He gives us he green lights the project.
Yes. Yeah.
And then after he green lights the project, we're in writing sessions for probably 6 to 8 months, and then once the idea is written, we go into the studio time, and of course that's when you're dealing with the union employees,
right?
And lunch breaks and catering carts, and it's very, very involved. And then usually about a year and 2 months after the initial idea is presented to Don, we bring him the finished project, and then he actually gives the green light as to whether or not we're going to put it on the air.
I would say only about 2% of projects that Mike and I work on ever see the light of day.
But we're constantly working.
Always.
That's right. That's why I stay so late. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The time and the effort shows, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. What can we do for you?
I know Don's on his way back, but do you think, like, in the 20 minutes that you still have alone, that maybe you can sneak in the fryer?
The fryer?
The deep fryer?
F you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah. He was referring, of course, to several of these shows I've done when I've brought in food.
I love that.
And cooking segments. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how are you?
I stand by the frying. I will always stand by the frying. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I was wondering. No.
Oh, all right, hit the delay. Did you
already
hit the
done.
Delay? All right,
already
goodbye.
Done.
Oh, there's always one, Rob, you know? I try. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I want to say congratulations.
I know we have to break.
Steve, the Mike O'Meara Blues Band is going to be making a web appearance.
We're doing a benefit and...
Really?
Yeah,
on the web?
Yeah, we're doing a little benefit. It's going to be... Is it going to be on the web?
I read about it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, here's why I can't talk about that, because I'm not sure, like... I don't even know the group that I'm doing this for, so I don't, you know, I just know their money's green, so I'm not sure exactly whether
I'll
should
find out and let
find
you
out.
Know.
You know, do that. That should be your project, Lisa.
Sure.
Find out if that thing I'm doing on Monday night is okay to do, that we're not stepping on any toes or anything.
You got
like
it.
That, okay?
And I wanted to tell Rob also, you might want to say hi to Julia. Carrie just called and she had the radio on, and for the first time, Julia was pointing to the radio going, Daddy, Daddy.
Oh, Julia. Hi, Julia.
Sadly, that's when Buzz was talking.
Yeah.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, darling. I love you.
Oh,
be a good girl.
Is that the hotline ring?
Very I believe
nice.
It is.
Julia. Hello, Julia.
You must be very proud, right?
Oh, hello. I am very much. Love to let her listen to this show.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey, Mike.
Is this Teddy Ballgame?
This is Ted Williams.
Hey, Teddy Freezerbox.
Hey, man.
My hand's on a cop ticket stick.
Did they keep you a long time inside that lousy courthouse?
Mike, when I come back, be prepared. Because...
there are a couple of things that I want to discuss about traffic court. Mm. And keep in mind today that because the attorney that I have was not available,
right,
I had to just get a continuance for this traffic ticket.
So you basically had to just have your body there.
Yeah, I just had to be there and watch everything that went on for 2 hours.
Right.
The two things that I will discuss when I come in at great length are the a-holes who think of their Perry Mason, who write out, and I counted, 12-page dissertations on why they're innocent. And second, I know I said it before, I've gotten in trouble for it, I'm going to say it again.
Right.
This is America.
Mm-hmm.
Speak English.
Oh, but not a traffic, not a traffic court.
You, mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many, friggin' Hispanics, Japanese, Chinese, Guatemalan, Koreans, slow the process down.
Right.
Because you got to get a friggin' translator.
Since you were in there, I have one question for you about your morning's activities.
Yeah.
Since you were in there for that length of time, you know, waiting for everybody, during the process, while you had that, you know, a lot of time to kill, were you able to enjoy any ass play? I was just curious. Was there any time for ass play while you were there?
There was no time for ass play.
Make time. All right. Well, my motto.
Well, are you on your way?
Yeah, I'm greatly paying my $1.50 parking charge.
Fantastic.
May I ask you a technical question?
Yeah.
Should we fire off the touchstones into this commercial? You'll be back for that?
I believe so. Well, you know, I got to obey all local safety laws. I don't want to get under the speeding ticket.
No, of course, Bruce.
Very good. And well,
I want to say also.
No, hey,
it's
hey,
a delay.
Hey, cool.
We just
can't
say that,
caller,
Mr. Brinkley.
No, caller,
I said he's a hoot.
No, you said an effing hoot.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah,
I'll play you the tape when you get
we'll
back.
Edit the tape and we'll be able to replay it so you can hear. Right. Caller, you can't use that kind of language on the radio.
Well, he was a hoot. He was making me laugh.
Is your radio turned down? That's my question right now.
When people would piss him off, he would really make me laugh, man.
And what was the ratio as far as people born in this country to people not born in this country?
I was in the minority.
Oh, wow. God. That's welcome to traffic court.
I was in the minority.
I don't care for that.
You know, I almost rolled the dice today because when I got up there, he'd been telling all these other people, like, because I'm charged with doing, like, 80 and a 55,
right,
which is reckless driving.
Yeah.
And he was telling all these other people, now, you know, you might want to get an attorney here. You know, this is serious. When I got up, he didn't say any of that to me. He just said, oh, speeding, reckless, how do you plead?
And you asked for a continuance, right?
Yeah, and for a moment I thought, you know, without a lawyer there, mm-hmm, I thought, maybe I'll just roll the dice and see what happens.
And you know what they say, fool for a client. I'm glad you didn't do that.
No, absolutely. So, anyway, yeah, fire them off. I'll be there by the end of the break.
All right, we'll see you when you get back here.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
That was Don. Obviously, you heard many, many people from other countries in the courthouse today, and no ass play. And fire off those touchdowns. That's right, your chance right now. Be caller 100, and you will have a chance to guess who the latest in the string is. This number four?
Secret celebrity burp number four.
Number four celebrity burp. I think yesterday we heard that it is a man.
Yes.
And what was the other? Wasn't there one other hint that we got before you got? Oh, you won't even.
I
wrote them down.
Please
be kind, Rob.
Oh, of course.
Can you be kind?
I can.
I think we heard that it was a guy,
a big star, a household name.
Household name has been on television.
Somebody Lisa knows, had a small part in a hit show, on an Emmy-winning show that made him an icon, and was on a third show that ran for years. That's the clues that we're giving yesterday.
Is that handy? I'm so glad you didn't die in the hospital.
Obviously, the hospital didn't slow down his writing hand.
Well, Donna will be back in a moment, and we will be back with the Don and Mike Show right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a question. Have you noticed that Larry is acting just a little melancholy lately?
I have not. Larry who?
Yeah, well, that's probably because you don't get the quality time with Larry that I do.
Yeah. Mm, you mean those moments during the commercial when he leans over and asks if anything hanging out of his nose?
Hey, Phil. Phil? Remember, you can't spell smartass without ASS. Okay?
The Don and Mike Show. They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not the first time that I've been glad the court is so close to the radio station.
You know, it's convenient for all of us when we have our various citations that we have to handle. We can practically walk from the courthouse right here to the studio.
Pull right out.
Yeah.
Pay your bill.
It's the media center. It's the legal center of Fairfax County.
And then here you are. All right, time for a call. 100, thank you for holding down the fort.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by for my expose on our legal system.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are, my friend. And what is your name?
Ben Steve.
Hi, where are you from?
Lorton.
Now, you have won tickets to see Poison, Cinderella, Winger, and Faster Pussycat Friday night, Nissan Pavilion. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
You're going to be playing for $50,000.
Man, even with, like, giving clues, I mean, this is the most money and the most clues that we've ever had on the Celebrity Burp Contest.
$50,000.
How do you feel about that, sir?
I'm excited.
That's a good word.
I think you were safe. Yeah. Now, especially that I've chatted with this young man, I feel that we're safe.
I agree.
And also, let's say we do give away the money.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that can happen? Can we get fired?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Right on.
For $50,000, and I heard Buzz giving the clues as I was coming back from the courthouse.
Right, is that right on?
Yeah, and let me just say the only other clue that I'll give you, we've never had him on the show before.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. That is good.
All right, so you've heard all of that. Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, what's good, Don?
Please wait until Mike sings like...
Sammy Davis Jr. sings Poison.
And... good luck.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Now, that is big and full and robust. Unlike Big Frida and Rob Grill and Jethro Clampett, that's a big one.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah. Okay, now.
Thank you.
For 50,000 American dollars. Who is that?
Rob has connections to the family, so I'm going to say George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, you're right. He did love effing the dead corpse of Rosemary Clooney.
He did indeed, but that's not correct.
No. Good guess, though, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. About a month ago, I told you I'm coming into work.
Right.
And I got a speeding ticket. And it's the first time I've had a speeding ticket in 4 years.
You've been very good. I mean, you've had a stellar drive.
So, I'm nailed. Mm. And this is one of those where you gotta go with a lawyer.
Right.
Because most times, they knock it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the chance that they don't and that you end up going to the big house.
Exactly.
Even though, it's 81 in a 55.
Yeah, they're not going to actually send you to the big house, but they certainly could fine you an awful lot.
Well, there was a guy in there today who had been going 100 in a 55.
Did they give him jail time?
No, he got a fine.
Okay, good.
He got a fine.
I don't think they put you in jail for that. But
so, anyway, but you got to have...
Something worth testing.
I wasn't willing to test it today. You got to have a lawyer with you.
Yeah.
And my lawyer... recommended by Mike.
Right.
From the last time Mike was arrested for going
I believe
25
I was,
over the speed limit.
Yeah, I was 70. No, they knocked it down to that. I was like 81 in a 55.
Yeah. Okay, bingo.
Whatever it is, it was right over, they call it reckless when you go a certain speed.
They sure do. So anyway, Mike says, I got the guy. You go to this guy. So I go to this guy.
This guy. Who's this guy?
And it turns out this guy, he's on vacation.
Yes, in the south of France.
So what he says is...
I don't know where he is.
You got to show up in court. Uh-huh. You just stand up, tell them you have an attorney, and you need a continuance.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem. So I'm going in there today with the thought that... I'm really kind of going like I'm going to a sideshow.
Yeah, because you have your case is going to be continued. And, well, however, sometimes they don't do that, right? I mean, can't they?
They can refuse.
They can refuse, but they usually do. It's usually standard procedure.
Yeah, and there had not been a previous continuance, and I haven't had a speeding ticket for 4 years. Right. And look at me. I know this is going to make me sound terribly old and curmudgeon-y, but let me just tell you something. Kids... when you're going to court,
Well, when you're, like, arrested for driving on a suspended license and leaving the scene of an accident, put a shirt with a collar on.
Yeah.
You know, don't show up for court in a wife beater.
Right. Exactly.
Which a guy did today.
Yeah. I mean, well, they don't understand.
No. So, you know, I'm wearing the fancy clothes.
Right. And, school clothes.
And I'm sitting there.
Hard shoes.
And I'm waiting. And it's finally my guy's time. My cop's time to come up. And he's got the thickest folder.
Ooh.
Which means he's been the bestest policeman because he's written the most tickets out of any of them.
Good for him. Good job.
The first thing I noticed when I got there, well, it was like, I swear to God, like a lawnmowers convention, that it's 80% Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine with me that Hispanics are in our traffic courts.
Right.
That's great. But listen, if you're going to drive on our roads and you're going to violate our laws, you got to learn to speak our language.
Oh, no, you don't.
You got to, because this is the exercise every time. The judge says, I call Jorge Jimenez.
Oh, no.
And Jorge Jimenez comes up, and right away the judge says, you're charged with speeding. How do you plead? No engage. You know, a guy wearing a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Annoying gay. The judge says, okay. The judge says, that's fine.
Right.
Sit down. We'll get a translator.
Exactly.
Goes, next name. Cao Yang. Here comes a guy there. He goes, okay, you are charged with an illegal lane change. How do you plead? So now you got to get a Chinese translator or a Japanese translator.
Right.
And you've got to get...
Or Korean.
A Spanish translator in there.
Exactly.
While this is going on, and you have no idea how this is slowing the process down.
Your theory would be no English jail time,
no,
automatically?
No English.
Right.
No English equals guilty.
Right.
I mean, you at least got to know guilty, not guilty.
Exactly. Or just deport them.
Why you're
there? Rob weighs in.
Sure. Surprise.
And the leniency.
So long.
The leniency that is given to these people.
Picture Rob up there with a powdered wig.
It is very much like if you had, and I'm not kidding about this, if you had retarded people who were driving and were pulled over for violations. Because
right.
Here's how the conversation goes. Once they get the translator there,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you got Jose Jimenez, who's standing there, another guy who incidentally...
Meaning Jose Jimenez.
Listen, dress for success.
Yes.
When you're in the courtroom with a man...
Right.
Don't wear cut-off jeans and a Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Yeah, I mean, you really do want to be presentable.
Especially if you're not going to speak the language.
So respect. Well, the only thing I would tell you is the reason for that might be, like you, these are individuals that are coming to the courthouse and then have to be at work immediately afterwards.
Well,
and probably wearing the school clothes would not allow them to do their job.
I'll leave the clothes out of it because it was across the board with the
but
clothes.
I'm saying that's what it is. Probably no time to, you know, run back to the truck, put on this.
All I know is that I saw the judge cut breaks to people who had on
right.
button-down shirts.
Well, you're respecting the court.
Right.
And you're respecting the authority of the court by looking presentable when you come into the situation.
Here's what's going on.
Or so.
The guy's charged with speeding.
Okay.
So the judge says...
That's play.
You are charged with speeding. How do you plead? And now you have the translator, and I'm fortunate I got there early. I have a front row seat.
And you have a working knowledge of Spanish.
I am in the row directly behind the cops.
Uh-huh.
The cops are in the first pew,
mm-hmm. right.
and then the public is in the second pew, and they work their way back.
And it is a pew, too. It's like a church.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm very close to the action, and he says, speeding, how do you plead? And the translator goes, and then Jose goes,
Now, did they have, like, a translator, a court-appointed translator, or was it a friend?
Every time you get one of these guys
yeah.
or girls,
uh-huh.
they got to stop everything in the courtroom and run to another courtroom to find a translator.
Oh, my God.
To shuffle them back and forth.
And there's a shortage of them. They're volunteers, yeah. Most of them.
So now you got the woman, and she's explaining to the guy the simple question, are you guilty or not guilty?
Right.
He's doing this thing, he's rubbing his face. And finally she says, he's not sure. And the judge says, guilty or not guilty? And she goes, parida, godana, parida. And he goes, the shoulders go up and down. He goes,
oh, you have that expression on his face?
And she says, he really doesn't know.
Oh, my God, is the judge getting pissed at this point?
The judge is pissed. The judge is saying to him, do you have a driver's license? No, he's going, he's feeling his pockets. And he goes, no. And he's pointing at the cop. And then what the woman says is, she says, he says the officer took his license when he was pulled over.
Which would mean he was suspended.
Yes. So now the judge, in an effort to speed this up, and I love this judge. I don't know who he is, but I pray when I go back,
right,
he's the judge on the bench when I get my speeding ticket.
No fuss, no muss.
What he says is, in the interest of everybody's time, here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to continue this until August the 6th. You come down and show me a valid license on August the 6th, and I will drop all charges.
He's giving him a complete free pass.
Yep. Now, here's where the dumbass Hispanic really pisses the judge off. The judge has given him a free pass. The translator tells the guy, meanwhile, Jose is sitting there. Now he's scratching his chin again, and he's looking at the translator going, and the translator looks at the judge, and she says, he wants to know what he has to do to get his license.
Oh, boy.
And now the judge is now pissed.
Yeah.
Now the judge looks at him, even though he's not speaking English. You know, the guy's not understanding English, but he's looking at him. He's not looking at the translator. He says,
right.
Go to the DMV. Go to the DMV. So now the translator goes, and the guy says, he wants to know what he has to do when he goes to the DMV.
Oh.
And now the judge says, this is where it ends. I'm not going to write you a rule book on how to handle this. Go to the DMV. Go to the Washington Monument. I don't care where you go. Come back in my court on August 6th and have a valid license, and I will dismiss the charge. Thank you.
Right.
And the guy still stands there. Even after the translator has told the guy,
stands there in a state of confusion.
They have to come over, and then they have to lead the guy away by the arm. Yeah. Now, this goes on two or three more times until we get to the Chinese or the Japanese guy.
Or Korean.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, right away, guilty, because you know they're bad drivers.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
You know the bad drivers. And
Archie Bunker's court.
And the guy gets up there, and they go, Chow Yang. And he comes up, and the first thing is, right away, you hear, we need a translator.
They have actual translators from all different languages.
They sure do.
Wow.
So the judge calls for carryout. He calls, you know, he's now, we need a Japanese translator. So now it's the same thing. Now you got the same thing happening.
So now it's Chow Yakamoto.
Yeah, and now the guy's... Now,
as opposed to Chow Yang.
The judge is saying, how do you plead? He pleads not guilty. And the judge goes, okay, tell me what happened.
And then you get this.
Then
it's like it's the two of them back and forth.
Oh, 他問你嗰啲每個個飛機撞到佢哋.
Totally impossible. To understand. But the Chinese people end up coming up with the best excuse of all.
Right?
After this back and forth as to why the guy was speeding and why he was not guilty, the woman says, here is his story. His grandmother is dying. On the day that he will pull over for a traffic stop for speeding, he was on his way to Dulles Airport to pick up his sister from Korea because she wants to see the grandma who are dying. I also have a copy of the death certificate.
Oh, that's good.
Showing that the grandmother died on the same day as he received the traffic ticket.
That's how you do it.
He is driving to airport.
You know what? Give that guy credit. He had his act together.
The judge lets that one go.
The way you bring documentation, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get past the language issues,
right?
A couple of other things, and I'm just hoping to make this easier for anyone who has to go to traffic court anytime soon.
You have any clampets?
Yeah, there's plenty of them, but they were all very much guilty, guilty, guilty. They didn't argue,
right.
Guilty. And one woman in particular, one clampet white trash woman, she's driving on a suspended restricted license. She's, I think, driving without her glasses.
Suspended, you mean suspended license, right?
No, suspended and restricted.
What's
meaning it's been suspended. Mm-hmm. She can only drive to or from work.
Gotcha.
So she's breaking both rules.
Right.
Because she's
right.
Driving while suspended, and she's driving while she's not on her way to work.
With an open container of grain alcohol.
And she's not wearing her glasses.
Oh, or no. A top.
And the cop announces that he has seen her on the Beltway in a 4-minute span make 14 lane changes.
Wow.
Now, the judge says to the woman, you have the right to be represented by a lawyer. If you cannot afford one, the court will appoint you one.
Right.
And she stands there for a second. She goes, I don't think I need one. And the judge, and again, this is a very lenient judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool judge, an older guy with gray hair. He says, you might want to rethink that. And she says,
it's a clue.
Well, I got my paperwork that says I was going to work, and I can't drive without my license, and my glasses was in the car, and I don't know if I was really making 14 lane changes. You know, unless you're telling me to get a lawyer, I think I should just move on. We should just get this done today. And then the judge says to her, I'm telling you, get a lawyer. And she says, now, if I get a lawyer, do I get this done today? And he says, no, you're going to have to come back because the lawyer's going to have to learn the facts
right.
of the case.
But I'm hungry.
she's stopping for a second. And finally, the judge again says, I'm asking you as a way of helping you to get an attorney. This woman will help you. Go to the office where you're going to get the attorney. So now I've seen this guy, and he's got the patience of a saint.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
His judge.
Yes, you do.
He's making some jokes. He's got the language barriers. He's got the
right.
interpreters. He's got the hillbillies. When he loses it, and I agree, everybody loses it, it's when a guy gets up there and announces, well, first of all, the guy's he's charged with doing 80 on 55.
Mm-hmm.
On the Beltway, and the guy has written a 12-page documentation of why he believes he's innocent.
Right.
So they get up and they go, you're charged with...
Which they tell you not to do, incidentally.
Right.
Keep it brief.
You're charged with 80 and 55. And again, they say about a lawyer. Do you want a lawyer?
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, okay. How do you plead? Guilty with an explanation.
Oh, that used to...
Been there.
Yeah.
Done that one. They don't like that one.
So I'm waiting for guilty with an explanation, because the last guilty with explanation was the Chinese guy who had the death certificate of his dead grandmother.
Right.
Well, this guy starts, it is like listening to Bill Gates give a lecture. This guy starts by saying,
it was a frosty morning.
The speed limit of 55 is an antiquated law to begin with.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He starts with that? Yeah, he says, you go out on the Beltway, no one does 55.
Oh, my God.
He says,
He's in trouble already.
He's toast.
When the Virginia law states reckless driving, and he starts quoting, like, Virginia law W57-643.
So this is the guy who thinks he's smarter than the judge.
Clearly states that reckless driving is when you are endangering someone else, blah, 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 blah. He says, by me going 80 and simply keeping in the flow of traffic, I was, in fact, obeying the law. And if anyone deserves to be ticketed, it would be the officer who was driving in his unmarked car four lengths ahead of me, leading the pack, doing 80 miles an hour.
So he's dissing the judge, the law,
now,
Bill, the Gale.
I'm seeing when he starts talking about the cop.
Right.
Cop turns around, there's a whole row of cops sitting right in front of me. And then they're all just looking at each other like, oh, my God.
This guy's screwed.
You know, welcome to Rodney King time.
Right.
I'm waiting for it to happen. But they're all keeping it under control. This guy goes on in his dissertation. And this went on, I ask you not, for 15 minutes.
Right.
The guy finally says it is a clear case of entrapment. And that is why, Your Honor, I am not guilty in this courtroom of the United States of America.
Is the guy an a-hole?
Yeah.
Is the guy just a pure a-hole idiot?
Is a total nerd.
Right.
Total nerd, 12-page dissertation.
Like, really probably spent all night getting ready for this.
Reading this thing. Thinks he's friggin' Perry Mason in there. They get done with it, and the judge says, now this is as mad as the judge gets.
Right.
The judge says, looks down. What's up? There's a lot of things I'd like to say to you. All I'm going to say is, continued until August 6th. Get a lawyer and get out of my courtroom.
Oh, really? Now, that was still pretty lenient, considering.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to say,
yeah.
No.
Hang him. The sentence is death.
Go
die, you nerd pig.
As mad as all the people in the courtroom were with the time constraints because of the translations. And
yeah, he probably had a speed trap in the parking lot for that last guy.
People not being there and everything else. This guy took the cake, though.
Yeah.
This guy really took
the cake. Well, you see that. I've seen the amateur, guys. I'm sure he was dressed up, though, too. I'm sure he had the...
No, he just had on a pair of corduroy pants.
Oh, really? Corduroy. Good weather for that.
Corduroy pants.
So he was a nerd. There you go.
He was a super nerd.
And when it's going to be 95 degrees, you want to find the corduroys in your closet.
And let me see. There were a couple of guys who actually did manage to talk their way out. Three guys talked their way out of the tickets.
Wow. And you know what? You always hate to be in back of the three guys that talk themselves out of it. You know, because...
And I was.
Oh, my God.
Here's the first way. The first guy says, I believe the officer was overtired because, as you can see on my ticket, he wrote my court date is 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge looks at it, and the judge says, well, you know what? I don't know if what you're saying is true or not, but I've never heard that one before, and you did write 2004 on his ticket. Dismissed.
Oh, my God. What does the cop do in that situation? What is the reaction?
The cop smiled.
Yeah, he smiled.
He was cool.
Right. Wins on
the
loser.
They don't care.
They really don't care.
The next guy
They're
who
doing
wins.
Their job. Right.
The next guy who wins is a British guy.
Right.
And Rob, he's got some issue where the cop says...
Pangolin can kiss my ass.
He's got... The cop's got some beef with this guy. This guy was passing on the white line on the side of the road. And the guy from England, it says that the cop got very agitated at him. And the cop said that he had a video camera in his car. And that if he liked... that he could come to court and he could see the videotape of this guy doing the wrong move on the road. So the guy, the British guy, was actually very eloquent. He said, "Your Honor, it is a $35 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay it. It's no big deal." The officer said to me, "He had a videotape that shows me doing what I'm telling you I didn't do. So I'd like to see the tape."
Yeah, you have a right.
And now I feel bad for the cop. You know the cop was blowing smoke.
Yeah, the cop didn't have it.
Now the cop says, first off, the judge says to the cop, "Do you have a video tape unit in your car?" And the cop says, "Yes, I do, because I tape all my stuff with
traffic rules,
just in case." He says, "Do you have that tape with you today?" And the cop goes, "No, I don't."
That's great.
And the guy says, "Case dismissed."
Yeah.
Because the cop told the guy.
And the little limey walks out.
Yeah, because the cop said to the guy.
"Toodaloo, officer. Hello, you didn't bring your tape."
You want to see the tape? Come to court. So the guy makes his point. And then the last guy who gets off just because of prep. Here's the deal. The guy is somewhere in Northern Virginia, and he's on a double lane road with twisting and turning, and there's signs that say no passing zone. And it sure does sound like the cop has just got him nailed. Excuse me.
There you go.
Got him nailed dead to rights.
Right.
This guy. Oh, and voice much better.
Yes, yeah, much better. Today. Better than yesterday.
The cop has got him nailed dead to rights. The guy is about 60. The guy gets up and he says, "Well, first I'd like to say that someone was having a yard sale that day and that there were many signs, some of them hiding the fact that there was a no passing zone."
Right.
"And also there was a lot of vegetation that was covering up some of the signs. And I went back through and took a bunch of pictures so that you could see exactly what the situation was like."
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't have pictures of the signs saying that there was a yard sale, but he had like 45 pictures, and he had all these hand-drawn maps. So they say, give the pictures and the maps to the cops first, and the cop looks at them, and then they give them to the judge. And the judge looks at the pictures and says, "I've seen your pictures. They're very nice. I've seen your maps. They're very nice. I think most likely you're guilty, but it's obvious you took a lot of time and effort to put together this defense today, so I'm going to dismiss all charges."
Is he just... And people float out of court, don't they?
Yeah.
They absolutely float on. It's like that music that you play when you're alone at home. You know?
I mean,
they are so euphoric because they have put the time into it, and in a way, in that small situation, they deserve to feel that way.
Basically, what the guy says, he says, "Now you're nailed, but you know what? Damn, that's a nice presentation.
Good job."
Go ahead, get out of here, you knucklehead.
"I love you, Judge. I love you."
I'm like the guy who wrote the 12-page, according to Virginia State Statute 877.
Well, what he did was based on BS. So the other guy had some hard facts, too. You know, I mean, if you got pictures and you have a little map, that's it. And you have a death certificate for your grandmother.
But really, I'm going to be going back in about a month.
Right.
And I want the people of the court to work on the translating issues. Because that was the biggest thing that slowed the entire process down.
They need volunteers.
You either got to have a plan that you speak American.
Are you saying there are a lot of non-English speaking people in the Washington, D.C. area?
You have got to. And furthermore, listen, I don't want to say anything to anybody, but It would be an outstanding place to do some profiling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, there you go.
With some of the people that I saw there today.
Maybe some of the cases could be moved out of the courthouse out to the walk and roll buffet in Manassas, Virginia.
Excellent idea.
You know, I think all that would I be know terrific.
Is that I think that they should get full-time translators in there.
Right.
Don't make us wait on that.
Right.
Second, really think about profiling.
Right.
Because I sure did see a lot of guys who I assumed could be in the Al-Qaeda just hanging around there today.
Sure.
And number three, let's not think about this, let's not dismiss this as a viable option, deportation.
Yes, very good.
Deportation. Think about it.
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
Very good.
Thin the herd. And that was that was 2 hours.
Educational and entertaining.
2 hours, and I'll let you know what happens the next time.
Not a better way to spend a weekday morning.
Jesus Christ.
Very, very exciting.
No, it's actually, you know, when you got nothing to lose, I mean, when you're there, well, of course, I mean, I was missing work.
Right. And, you know, missing ass play. I'm sorry, I can't get it out of my brain.
As do I. I showed you on my... on my show prep notes.
Yes.
What do we have coming up right here in the next break? Ass play.
Ass play. Yay.
We have ass play coming up.
Ass play.
Ass play.
There you go.
All ass play all the time. So anyway, your tax dollars at work. And
bueno.
Good job to whoever that judge was. He was a hell of a job.
And when your guy, who has also been my guy, comes back, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Huh. Won't have to worry about all that pesky stuff.
Okay. We'll see.
He's not really. Have you met him yet?
No. I've only chatted with him on the telephone.
Okay. Lovable is not the word I would use.
Okay. He's not been lovable in his phone conversations
no.
with me.
No, but he gets the job done.
He has not been
I just remember I told you that, okay?
Okay, you got it.
You're not going to walk away going, goodbye, friend. Yeah.
But he'll get
the
job
quite
done.
The opposite.
But he'll get the job done.
He gets
done.
The job done, but you won't like him doing it.
Well,
that's how bad it is.
What does that mean?
He's not a nice man.
He isn't.
It'll cost you. He's mean.
What do you mean he's mean?
He's mean to everybody. No, he's just curt. He's curt with you because time is of the essence.
All right, Mr. Wolf. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are you stupid or something?
Is there anything funnier than that Larry King I mistake?
You know, they are so... They hate us both so much, and they're so awkward trying to appear nonchalant, and they're so slammed by it.
I don't know. Are they based in Washington?
Larry.
Right, Larry.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye.
Right, right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
In a 30-second tape, I mistend to lose his train of thought twice.
Right.
30 seconds.
Exactly.
What? I don't understand, Larry.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mark. I was in the courtroom today, and I beat the officer with the traffic cam.
Oh, the camera cam. I swear to God.
This is great.
And I'm an Australian, by the way, Mike. I'm not a lion.
Don, that's Don. No, it's Don that was, I'm the one that was in there today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was an absolute hysterical thing in the back of the courtroom when that guy read that whole... what do you call it? Novel?
Yeah, right. I told
that's
you.
Fantastic.
I told you the guy read like 12 pages.
Right, right.
And it was just citing law after law after law after law.
And this guy got off, right?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Actually, remember, he come back and the judge goes,
No.
You've got to be careful what I say to you. But he said, it's $100 fine. Thank you. And left.
Yeah. No, not you, but you got off.
I got off.
Yeah, Mike, yeah. Not that guy, but you got off.
Oh, so the guy with the 12 pages did get a $100 fine?
He got a $100 fine because the judge said, I've got to be careful what I say to you, and they gave him a $100 fine and said, leave.
Oh, see, I tuned out on that part.
I heard the judge say, I got to be careful what I say.
Right. The guy got nailed then.
He had to,
yes,
and I thought he invited him back.
No, he got nailed for $100.
Wow.
Hey, the best one I thought was one of the ones earlier on with one of those guys who was having trouble speaking. He hit another vehicle with a trailer, and the judge goes, have you had any problems before? And the guy goes, oh, not like this. And then the judge puts down the folder, and he's got an arm-length long rap sheet.
And the judge starts reading. Let me see. Speeding, driving on the wrong side of the road, reckless driving, and
driving without insurance. And then the guy has the hot audaciousness to turn around and say, never had anything like this before, Your Honor.
That's fantastic.
And listen,
that's
really.
That's $250 fine, the biggest one for the day.
Let me make sure you were really there. Now, you sound like the guy.
That was the guy. It was on 495 going up on the 66.
What was our courtroom?
Our courtroom was D1. Fairfax County Court.
All right, he was there.
This guy, how could it be anybody else? He's telling the same stuff you're telling. That's great.
Oh, man, this is the best. If anyone's got any spare time, 2 hours is the best Canadian act you ever see. He's got a Fairfax County courtroom. We had an awesome judge. He's a good guy. But,
I thought he put on a pretty good show. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, mate.
I'll see you later.
Best of luck.
Bye-bye, mate.
Best of luck, Mike.
And to you.
Bye-bye.
That's fantastic. You know, he sounded almost like your neighbor that used to call.
Yeah, like Gary.
Yeah, Gary. That's fantastic. You know, and anybody can go. Anybody mm-hmm. can stop by and watch the show any
Open
day of
the
week.
Public.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, Don. Don and Mike, I just want to say, a couple months ago, I got pulled over for going in excess of 85 and a 45.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a douchebag. Well, I got a $100 ticket and 3 points on my license, and thanks to you guys today, I got pulled over yet again.
Why?
Because I was listening right before 11 o'clock, right before the real show started, about how you guys were watching a video about some guy jumping off a 15-story building and then a big nut on one guy. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Well, we must be. Is this tape delayed, or?
I don't know. Like, before 11 o'clock show starts.
Oh, are you calling from Philly?
Yes, from 94 YSP.
All right, here's what they do on YSP. When Stern is done, they fill the time in between the end of his show and the beginning of ours.
With best of.
By playing stuff that's never been heard in Philadelphia before.
There you go. Stern goes off, what, about 10:30, something like that?
Like 10:45.
Gotcha. All right, well, sorry about that. Sorry about the ticket, sir.
Hey, man, that's all right. And I got one more thing. What happened to Leah Remini?
Leah is happy in Los Angeles, doing very well, but unfortunately joined our show at a very tumultuous time.
She picked the wrong time. It's like in that movie. What's the movie where the guy says, I picked the wrong week to quit drinking or quit? Is it Airplane?
Airplane.
Airplane.
Yeah, Airplane.
Leah picked the wrong 2 weeks to try to get into radio.
Yeah, it was very, very frustrating. But we're still friends, and you'll hear her on the show again.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, she's not mad at us. Good. Let me say that. She's mad at about everybody else.
Absolutely.
She's not mad at us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to scoop Buzz.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Did you hear that Robert Blake's brother is going to testify against him?
I haven't seen anything about that, no. Does that count as a big scoop?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's Andrew Blake.
And it hasn't been
cooperated
yet.
Andrew Blake. Okay, now it's different. It was a setup for the porner. It was a joke. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I live in St. Mary's County, Maryland. And I had to appear in traffic court. And the bailiff that stands at the front door when everybody's walking into the courthouse.
Yeah, Russell.
Actually had to tell some guy to put a shirt on. I am not kidding you. I was the only person in a collared shirt and tie when I went in there.
Going without a shirt in total. That's incredible.
David, New Orleans, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Howdy. New listener here. Glad to hear you guys in New Orleans here. I got pulled over last week in New Orleans. I drive a truck. I own my own truck. And he pulled me over for going 6 miles over the speed limit.
Well, now, isn't that impossible to get pulled over in New Orleans? Because can't you really drive and walk everywhere drunk?
I have the law right in front of me. You can actually, it says here, this doesn't apply to anywhere else in the United States, but in New Orleans, you can drive on the opposite side of the road with an open container of alcohol.
Wow.
And maybe that's why they pull people over from New Orleans 6 miles over the speed limit.
While your car is on fire.
I should have had an open container.
That's
huh?
right. Yeah, that's right. You were obeying the law too closely.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. Goodbye. I want to take a second out to pitch you guys in a contest for Thursday. We have $500 to give away on Thursday's episode, courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia.
Cox Cable.
Now, this is a contest that involves people and their dogs.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where I'm thinking about this last night. We've been on vacation. And the Spiewacks had been house-sitting for us. Uh-huh. And, well, as you know, and Rob and Carrie, I guess, just did it in every room of our house.
Any evidence?
Well, all I know is that the dogs go crazy. There are certain spots
where the dogs just can't stop sniffing and scratching.
The dogs linger and scratch. Right. And there's one portion of the carpeting right downstairs in where the big screen TV is.
Yeah, we call that home base.
Well, there's one slightly worn spot on the carpet.
Yeah.
That's where you play around the world, right?
A lot of friction there. Actually, Clink, your German Shepherd, and I had a deal, is that I'd clean up after him if he cleaned up after me.
And as we discussed before, home base is where most of the ass play took place.
That's right. It's safe.
So we were having a discussion last night. My wife and I were sitting down on the deck, and we were talking about how much we love our dogs and how much our dogs missed us. And I guess Carrie and Robin mentioned that Colonel Clink was the nuttiest. The
melancholy.
He wouldn't eat when we were gone, and he was very upset. And even now that we've been back for 3 days, he has, because his dog and his brain is the size of a pea, he has no way to comprehend time. He still is out of his mind happy whenever he sees us. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I walked through the door and I almost got knocked over by the German Shepherd.
Because right.
He came up on his hind legs and actually had his front paws on my shoulders and was just kissing my face.
Right.
All over my face. Uh-huh. And then I thought, now, when my dogs kiss me, I don't kiss them back.
Right.
When my dogs lick my face, I don't kiss back.
Good for you.
But I know there are people who do kiss back.
Sure.
The question for you, the Don and Mike listeners, is, on Thursday, who can French kiss their dog the longest? Oh, you like that one? You standing up for that?
We have a winner.
How often do I stand up and applaud? How often do I stand up and applaud?
I go back to the Something About Mary movie when I practically had a hemorrhage the first time I saw that. And this takes it a step further.
Yes, now. You know, and of course, you can love your pets.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know, Don, I got to hand it to you. I think for about 16 years, you have been trying somehow to be able to sneak bestiality into the show. You have succeeded.
And it does not involve ass play, Mike.
Not at all, no. But well,
this time.
Not at least when the kissing is taking place, but it's where the dog's been probably most of the morning.
So I think maybe on today's show and definitely tomorrow we'll call and you guys can register and tell us what kind of dog you have.
Best kiss.
And first off, the $500 has to just be the longest sustained French kiss between owner and pet. Because you know there are people who, when the dogs lick their faces,
they turn away.
But there are also the people who actually
I think so.
Pucker up.
Right.
Well, what I'm wondering is, are there people
I'm getting grossed out already
who would let their tongue mingle with their dog's tongue?
Right. Right.
I know they're out there.
Yeah. Now, is it longest? Because there's certain, I think the best. The longest would be best, but I also think that there's so many subjective criteria.
But longest could be the longest makeout session.
It could be the longest makeout session, but if it's a certain kind of dog, it wouldn't be, hear me out here. It wouldn't be as challenging if long is one thing. But I think it ought to just be one piece of the puzzle. Because if you enter in the type of dog, like a tiny little terrier dog, would not be as wonderful as, say, a St. Bernard.
But it must, but either way, the contest must involve human tongue.
Yes.
Meeting dog tongue.
Mm-hmm. Best dog kiss.
There can be no dog tongue on human lips.
Because technically, if somebody was going to get technical on us, they could bring a nice little tiny little dog in and just go, like that for you know, a long period of time. However, you get somebody that's got like a pit bull or a mastiff that comes down here, opens their mouth, and lets that go on.
It's got to be tongue on tongue.
Yes. Tongue on tongue.
It's got to be skin on skin. You know, tongue skin on tongue skin.
Best, soul kiss. Best dog French kiss.
Best dog French kiss wins $500.
And I think, you know, when you're, I know you're interested in time too on this, I think we should establish a minimum.
The minimum has to be 30 seconds.
I think you're being very kind.
And that's really, yeah, right, really at a minimum.
And, of course, it's extra points for every, you know, for going over that 30-second time limit. But I just want to make sure that we get people down here that have the kind of dogs where it's really going to be special to see that kiss.
And
like a bulldog.
Extra points for any topless girls.
There you go.
That want to perform in this contest.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. I might bring my camera.
So, do we have someone with a dog already?
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Do you want to enter the French kissing dog thing?
Sure, why not?
What kind of dog do you have?
Dalmatian.
Is the dog a male or a female?
It's a male.
So it would be a fag kiss.
Yeah, I guess you could say it would.
It'd be a gay French kiss.
Yeah.
Have you made out with your dog before?
Well, I wouldn't call it made out, but, you know, he kisses me, and sometimes my tongue happens to be like...
Yeah.
And you like it.
Yeah.
It goes without saying.
I can't answer that.
All right, I can't answer. Hold on a second, please.
Funny already.
You'll be the first contestant.
Oh, man.
This will be on Thursday, and there is no limit to the amount of contestants that will take.
We could have a whole show of dog French kissing.
For the dog French kissing
Wonder.
Show.
Fantastic.
The whole show Thursday, first prize. $500.
I'm going to go out to the store and bring treats too for the dogs. Keep the dogs busy. Get dishes. You know, I'm going to go to PetSmart and get a whole bunch of stuff for the dogs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi. Hi.
I have a thing for you.
What?
Okay, when the Mexicans or Asians, whatever, they don't speak English at anything at all. But as soon as you mess with their paycheck, they're the most proper speaking English you've ever heard.
I wouldn't know. I just commenting on court today.
You shorted me $20.
Exactly.
You shorted me $20.
Thank you. You hit the nail right on the head. You guys are awesome. You're the best. Welcome to Philly. Love you all. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I would like to change my 401k.
Excuse me. This is not quite right.
The deduction is incorrect.
Listen, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Our lines are open.
French kissing dogs.
French kissing dogs. Thursday's episode.
Beautiful.
Now, next
extra
up,
credit for women who are topless.
Next up on the show, you've asked for it. You've clamored for it.
Yes.
Ass play.
Ass play.
We're going to give you ass play.
Hmm. Bingo.
With Pete and Les.
Pete Moss and Les Humid will be calling the sex lines looking for ass play.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, whiz gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
Before we get to the ass play, got a lot of people calling about the dog contest.
Sure. That is brilliant.
The French kissing dog contest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio God.
You want to enter?
You might as well put my name on the check.
Really?
Really?
What kind of dog do you have?
A cockapoo.
A cockapoo?
What's a cockapoo?
Half between a poodle and a cocker spaniel.
Okay.
Kind of looks like a poodle, but not as curly a hair.
All right, little dog.
Right.
I was going to guess.
But
is a cockapoo a brown dog?
I got something for you. When my wife and I are making love, my dog knows when I'm ready to complete.
Wow.
He sits there and waits and then wants to kiss me afterwards.
Does he want to kiss your thing?
No, my left.
Wow. You know, I think we're going to get an interesting cross-section of our listening audience on Thursday.
Remember, the dog is called a cockapoo.
A cockapoo. Right.
I've never heard of a cockapoo before.
Cocker spaniel, part poodle.
It looks a lot like a Bichon.
A Bichon, okay.
All right, my friend, hold on.
Great mustard.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Bichon mustard.
Hello, Donald.
There'll
Mike
be some
show.
Of that on Thursday.
Hello.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
You might as well put my name on a check, and it's Logan.
All right, Logan, what kind of dog do you have?
I've got a 15-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and he's not a cockapoo. What a lame-ass sounding dog. this dog, I found out the other night, it's not so bad kissing your dog. I mean,
found out the other night.
I had a few beers, and,
some
and I was sitting on my computer, and he started to kiss me, and I you know, mistook him for my girlfriend or something.
Well, as I said, we're going to get a wonderful cross-section of our listeners.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. I'm looking for
guys,
dog.
No.
Hold on a second. When a guy says guys,
right,
that means there's trouble ahead.
Absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to see if I could register for the dog kissing contest.
Listen to this. You know,
sure you can.
You've tapped a vein here.
Yes, my friend. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a pit bull, sir.
A pit bull. Can you pick up, please? Are you on a speaker?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm in a bathroom.
You're in the bathroom. Is your pit bull in there with you?
No, sir.
All right. Very good.
What is the pit bull's name?
Rain, sir.
Rain.
Rain,
like,
sir?
Like rain of terror?
Yes, sir.
Are you in the military, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, stop saying sir.
Okay.
Very good. Because that's where I expected him to say yes, sir.
I cannot wait not only to see the dogs, but the listeners that are so eagerly jumping into this contest.
Do you French your dog a lot?
No, but I'm pretty sure she'll hold down for it.
That's an honest answer. That's a guy probably never has, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, she wants to. I just wonder how she'll handle for the duration.
All right, very good.
Hold on a second. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you get to keep your dog?
No.
You had to leave the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you know, it's just where I live now, no pets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get visitation?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, cool. Saw my dog yesterday.
All right, cool.
One of them.
Good day.
Next time I see him, I'm going to open my mouth as I lean down to greet Tully.
Donna Mike Show, hello.
Hi, I want to enter the contest, Dave.
Of course you do. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Doberman.
A Doberman Pinscher.
Wow.
Now, do you French kiss the dog already? You do?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All the time?
All the time.
Fantastic.
In the morning. He comes and wake me up.
He comes to wake him up.
Ah,
that's good. And where are you from originally, sir?
Let me see here. I'm from Peru.
Peru. All right, nice little South American dog action.
Okay, what is your dog's name?
It's Jasmine.
Jasmine. All right, and first prize, $500 on Thursday. Hold on a second.
Waiting for our first woman.
Yeah, because we're going to have a bonus points for women who do a topless.
Right, amen.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a 1-year-old boxer named Spider.
Yeah.
They just keep coming.
Who loves to fart and slobbers like hell.
Fantastic. And you're ready to put your...
Sounds like my first wife.
I make out with her all the time.
Really? So you're no stranger to putting your tongue in Spider's mouth?
No, sir.
Very good.
Okay, hold on.
Another sir.
Sir.
Lots of sirs. Lots of polite listeners.
Very military. Very militarian.
Yeah, they'll be militaristic. There'll be some crew cuts coming in here.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, just wondering if Donna Mike are worried about having all those dogs in the same room.
Well, no, we're going to have them in a holding area, and then they'll come in one at a time.
Cool.
And some might say, you know, no offense, we had a studio full of dogs in here yesterday. With all those people from the website.
Are you going to come down and participate?
I'm not so sure yet.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a dog. She's a cross between a Labrador and a Border Collie.
You ever French her?
What's that?
Have you ever Frenched her?
Not yet.
Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, fantastic. Wonderful.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Doc.
No need to beg. What?
I just you see all sorts of friends in the hallway once in a while.
Oh, who walked by?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
I was considering having a three-way if you let me.
What are you going to? Two dogs?
Two big ones.
Really? What kind of dogs?
a Rottweiler, and a Golden Retriever. Both over 100 pounds.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
I play with them all the time.
Fantastic.
Three-way is fantastic.
We, you know, our dog shows work on this station. I mean, we really have a great turnout with dogs, and I'm very excited about this.
Hold on just a second, please. A three-way.
Three-way with dogs.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Am I on the air, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I have a dog. Hey, Molly. Surprise. Lakeland Terrier.
A Lakeland?
Great kisser. Great kisser.
Great kisser.
Okay, hold on.
People love their dogs.
Hold on a
second. Didn't used to work here?
Jesus Christ. Oh, that's right. Libby's dog's name, Molly.
Molly, and it was
right.
A terrier.
Come on there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you in the contest?
Yes, I would like to.
What kind of dog do you have?
A pug.
A pug. Oh, fantastic. Like the little dog in Men in Black 2.
That's right. She's really popular right now.
Do you French her?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Fantastic. Do you hear there's extra credit for you Frenching the dog topless?
Yes.
And?
We shall see. If the competition's very strong, I might do it.
Oh, and you know what?
Think about it.
I would say double points. If you let the, if you nurse the dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my.
We shall see.
Don't delete that out. Don't delete that out. If the dogs are thirsty.
Oh, dear.
If the dogs the dogs want some milk.
Oh, dear.
That would be okay with me.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Watching that.
Here we go, yeah. The big wooden door just opened to the lawyer's office.
Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Want to be in your contest?
Of course you do, sir. What's your name?
My name's Scott. You might remember me. Remember when you had the dog poop contest?
Oh, I think I do. Are you the guy that picked...
My dog was the one that won, the English Mastiff.
You're the guy that picked it up with your hands.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I remember you.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
You don't want to combine those two things.
No, you don't.
Please.
No, you don't.
Of course, you never know when there's going to be an accident.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. Hi.
Hi. I have three dogs, three Labradors, the largest of which is upwards of 80 pounds, and I'm willing to get a four-way on with these dogs.
Four-way.
A four-way.
Now you're talking about...
The male dog has already had human contact.
Now, hold on.
With one of my ex-girlfriends in the naughtiest of fashion.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I woke up in the middle of the night to get a glass of water, seeing that she wasn't there.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I walked outside. Uh-huh. And there she was. With the dog.
Doggy's son.
Now, keep in mind...
And there was no peanut butter to be had in the house.
If you're going to do it with three dogs...
Oh, no, she got them excited by hand first.
Oh, God.
Good girl.
You don't have a tape of that around, do you?
Actually, you know, one of my friends requested that, and really, it was over after that. You know, I can't go there twice.
Oh, man.
Wow. Here's the deal. If you come down with three Labradors, what you have to do is line them up and then just kind of stick your tongue out and just go back and forth between all
like a harmonica.
Yeah, like all three of the dogs' heads.
Absolutely.
Like, I have no problem with it. Where do I need to come to?
Come right down here to the studio. We'll put you on hold. We'll give you the information.
Wonderful. Right.
See you Thursday.
Fantastic.
It's a four-way.
Just like a cordine.
That's a four-way.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Yeah, I've got a German Shepherd I'd like to enter in the contest.
Damn. So many guys want to make out with their dogs.
I was telling you, this is the most, in my opinion, one of the most brilliant ideas you've ever come up with. This kicks
ass. Do we get extra points for ass play?
There'll be no ass play.
No. I went outside with old Johnny Norman, and I was just saying, I am ready for Thursday already. I am so jacked for this contest.
Maybe you want to go to the strip trivia rules where you got to sign up some women before you sign up the guys, because you got a lot of people on.
Rob, I don't care if it's all homos.
No, it doesn't matter at all. You know, let me tell you, you want to talk comedy, you know, anybody that watched Something About Mary, anybody that watched David Letterman when that when he let the dog drink milk out of the guy's mouth?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm falling off the chair. I'm laughing so hard when that happens. There's nothing. It's right up there with farts as far as the great funny. It's dog kissing dogs.
Dogs are the best. All right, you're in. Hold on. And what kind of dog was it again?
A German Shepherd named Hilda.
German Shepherd named
Hilda. And really, I mean, based on the response we're getting right now, somebody call the Guinness Company.
At least it's a female dog.
The largest group French kiss.
Hold on just a moment, please. All right, everybody, you're going to have to keep calling now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a female dog.
Keep calling, keep calling.
They don't know.
Even during the break. We'll keep signing people up. We're going to have that contest Thursday.
I'm guessing we're going to have hundreds of contestants.
Now, Rob?
Yeah?
Just let me do a quick check here for Ask Play with Pete and Les.
Hello? Hello? Checking, testing, 1, 2. Let me see. I gotta turn the level down a little. I think it's perfect right now. I think it works. We got our theme music. That's fantastic. Hi, everybody. This is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Newman. We've been broadcasters since, well, hell, since WW2, since hell froze over. We've been around since the advent of the wireless, and I'll tell you right now, for Peter and Lester, Pete, I believe, is 73. I am approaching my 80th birthday. And for the longest time on the Don and Mike show, we've been pulled out whenever the guys want to parody old-time AM all-talk, all-news stations. But today, we're going to be ourselves on the show. Hey, Peter. Yeah, Les. Hot enough for you? Hey, you know, I heard those two potty mouths, Don and Mike, talking about a dog-kissing contest. That's not our cup of tea, not here. Oh, negatory. Everything's above board here. Incidentally, bing bong. 12 minutes past the big hour now. You gotta be somewhere at the top of the hour. You got 48 minutes to get there. I'll tell you, it is a sticky, sticky day today, and you gotta hydrate. Drink plenty of fluids, and make sure you put your air conditioning on. You got your 3 H's today. You got the hazy, the hot, and the humids. I'll tell you, it was a bad night last night for me, eating Mrs. Humid's jambalaya. Wow. Now, Mrs. Moss made a batch of her 5-alarm chili, and wow, I don't know if it was hotter, my throat or the outside temperature. You know, there's something about eating and sweating, though, that I truly enjoy. You know you've had a real fiery feast when you enjoy sweating after food. All right, so this is the bit that we normally do with these voices. Yeah, are we talking like the guys who work on WMAL, right on, you know, on the news station, KYW, something like that? Yes, and let me say farewell to Teddy Ballgame, the great Ted Williams. Passed away this past weekend, and he will be missed. He will indeed. Greatest slugger. And what his son is doing is a travesty. Yes. Safe trip, Ted. It's a travesty. Let me say that. It is. To freeze the man and to cut his head off to sell the DNA. All in the interest of the great American dollar. And I for one think that's just horrible. It's time for us now, ladies and gentlemen, to drop the facade.
Yep.
And we are not. Yep. In fact, the all-American 70 to 80 year old broadcasters that we pretend to be.
No.
As a matter of fact, while we are old, we're sex fiends. And we love the ass. We do. There's nothing we enjoy more than calling these little sex lines and seeking out ass play. Ass play. We love ass play. We love ass play. There's nothing like it. Let me just say, and I've never said this on the radio before. Go ahead, Peter. Everybody, hi. This is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Humid. I love the ass. I do, too. We started our careers, 47, 48 years ago. We're approaching our 50th anniversary in broadcasting. That will be a big celebration with plenty of ass play, I don't mind telling you. We found out in the mid-1960s that we had this in common, a love of people playing with us down there. And you'd be surprised, some of the broadcasters from our generation who are into ass play, I'm thinking, of course, Harden and Weaver, right? The great Johnny Holiday, Dan Ingram, Pilot, yeah, those of you listening in Philadelphia, Dick Biondi, Eddie Gallagher, yeah, a lot of them, and Elliot and Woodside, let's not forget Don Imus. John DeBella, yes, that's his name.
Tons of them. Right.
Bill Mayhew, Chris Core, Uncle Johnny. They were all into ass play now with Shadow Stevens. We understand the new generation of modern disc jockeys
They're not into ass play. No, you know, they don't seem to enjoy it as much as we do. And we don't just enjoy it in the privacy of our own homes. We'd like to share our love with you. And I'll tell you another secret now. For the 47 years that we've been hosting a radio show together, a morning drive show, tell them, Peter, on an AM radio station where we give you traffic and weather on the 8th side on. Every single morning. While we've been there with you. Yes. We've had ass play. Yes, wow. And it's the best thing to keep a radio show going. It's the best thing to keep a human being going. Mm-hmm. Tons of it. Lots of delightful, frisky, frolicky AP. Ass play. Yeah. That's our code. Lots of times we'll say to someone, want to go to the A&P? They think we mean the Piggly Wiggly, the Giant, the Safeway. But no, it means no. Want to take a trip down to our office and shut the door? Now, people that know in the world of ass play, people that understand it, people that thrive on it, people that really dig it, they know that the words, the letters, I should say, A-P. A-P stands for ass play. Ass play. And whisper it sometimes. It makes it more exciting. Ass play. And you know what makes it even more decadent, tell me, is the fact that on our radio show, right, we pretend like we're above all of this. We pretend that we're straight-laced broadcasters that don't work blue. When, in fact, when the microphones are turned off, we work very blue. We work brown. Very brown. Dark brown. We work purple. We work red. That's right. We work orange. We're marine biologists. We search for the starfish. So when we come back, and we've never done this before as Pete and Les. No, we have not. We're going to openly call sex lines and ask for ass play. Okie dokie. Now, here are the lines that we have selected today. Let's see what we'll be calling. We, of course, have the world-famous Hot Feet line. There's nothing quite like it. Some lovely girls that work those lines. We have Hot Cheap Sex Talk. Yeah, that's a newie. We haven't delved into that yet. Real Shemales. I smell ass play there. Transvestites Unlimited. Ass play. Cheap and nasty phone sex. Yeah. But here's the one I'm thinking that we might want to be calling. What is it, Peter? For some ass play. Ass play. It's best when you whisper it, isn't it? Ass play. Ass play. Dairy pillows. What? Dairy pillows. Dairy pillows. Dairy pillows. Like milk machines. Dairy pillows. Hogan's Gonsobulators. Tubes of milk. Teats. Cow's teats. Big, big bazooms. Dairy pillows. Not to mention Asplay. 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 You know, it's so freeing, it's so relaxing. Yes. Finally be able to come here on the radio and tell you the secret that we shared with broadcasters like Felix Grant, Lou Katz, Jack Diamond, Big Rod O'Brien. Oh, very exciting. And probably the greatest AP boy of all time, Mr. James London. Ah, Jimmy London. Jim London loved it more than anybody else. And, you know, for quite some time, it was tough to get to. Still loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Well, the search is what made it really worthwhile. Well, the search is what really makes it worthwhile for us now. We can, I think now that we've let the cat out of the bag, we can give you some of our vital statistics. Peter, give your dimensions to our listening audience, because I think it's all out in the open now.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Pete Moss. I'm,
hello there.
I'm 73.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, 5'8", and, I weigh roughly 400 pounds.
Wow.
My mirror image, if you will, my twin, would be a man I've enjoyed ass play with, long-renowned, WMAL newsman, Bud Steele. Bud Steele, a great man, and a man that really enjoyed ass play. And now, Les, why don't you come clean about yourself?
Be glad to. I have been, not only am I going to celebrate in the month of August my 80th birthday, but I will tell you that for the longest amount of time, I have prided myself on being well in excess of 530 pounds. And, you know, you'll notice I get a little winded, especially
when I'm talking about ass play. But I'll tell you right now, though, the person I most resemble for the listeners would be the late John Candy. And without the facial hair, but with a big shock of graying red hair, thinning, of course, I'm 537 pounds now, and I enjoy ass play. And I'm shaved. All over. You aren't. Everywhere. There's a lot of hair on my body. Well, we don't always know, because sometimes you can't get those tough areas unless you get assistance from one of our interns, and they've been so good about shaving Pete, and I know each and every day they check for those. You know, you've always been someone who's been the enemy of unwanted body hair. And you're smooth now. You look like a little baby everywhere. My head, my underarms, my genitals, and most importantly, my ass. It's smooth. Not me. Most of my body is covered with a fine layer of downy red hair.
Wow.
I enjoy quite the contrast. I enjoy it. Well, the hair covers the freckles. And freckles turn into age spots and the knee bone connected to the thigh bone. And it all gets back to our love of ass play. Yeah, we do. And there are going to be some ladies that are going to help us get right to it. Get right to the marine biology. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Pete Moss, Will Schubert, being honest with you, our audience. Hey, keep that car on the road, okay? And I want to tell you something. We're not fags. No way, Dan. No way. Let me just say, we hate fags. God hates fags. Yeah, that's it. We still stand behind that one. We're not fags, okay? You can like girls and ass play. Don't forget about that. Ass play. Ass play. Ass play. We're going to go to the AMP. Good. Less. Man, oh man. Hey, just a moment. I'm getting all hot and bothered. So am I. Man, are my underpants really rolling up the crack of my behind. Robbie, bring that tank over here. Time for a little suck of the oxygen. We will be right back with Ass Play.
Ass Play.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
I think we've got a call here. Yeah, let's get right to the line, shall we? Hold on, we got a regular call. Hello, how do I take this out? Wait, hold on.
There we go.
Hello,
Donna, my show. Hold on, there you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to come in and French kiss my dog in front of you.
Wow.
You want to do it?
I want to do it naked, though. And plus, she's a girl, so then you'll get some lesbian action going on.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Then you won't be disappointed in me, either.
I like that.
Would you like me to email you a picture?
Yes. Oh.
A naked one?
Did you just say no?
We don't need that picture emailed.
Why not?
All right, you give her your address.
Well, no, I mean this at the station, not at home.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, of course. Yes, of course we'd like to see a picture.
Oh, that address be, Mike.
I have no idea.
That's what I mean. I don't know either.
Oh, okay. Well, we have one, don't we?
I don't think we do.
It's not only on your website.
Joe Art sprinting on a dead run. Moving faster than he's ever moved as a human
being. I'll give her mine when I take her information.
Beautiful. All right, thank you.
Way it normally was.
And
what do you think it was? You wanted to send her a picture to your house? Is that what you thought it was?
No, I mean, we don't have a show address.
True.
We don't read emails on the air.
Right, right.
So when she said,
read the email, it's just for you to look at the picture. A guy there can print it out and bring it into you and show it to you.
And I don't doubt that you're lovely, but I also know that it's entirely possible to just take someone else's picture.
That's right.
And send it along.
Why am I going to show somebody else's picture and then show up at your studio? I'll look like an
ass. Ma'am, I don't know why he's being so antagonistic. I look forward to seeing your picture.
I apologize.
Seems to be upside about this.
I apologize. No, send it. Hey, send it. You know what? I'll put you on hold. I'll just give you my home address. Just send it directly to my home. And your name is Katie?
Yes.
From Philly?
Yes.
See you Thursday, Katie.
Thursday? What time?
Well, we start the show at 11 o'clock.
11?
I'd like you to be the first contestant.
Okay.
Okay.
You okay with that? Why the hesitation with Thursday? What's the problem?
Oh, no, that's fine.
All right, hold on a second.
Thursday, right?
Yeah, this Thursday, right?
Thursday.
Day after tomorrow. All right, hold on. Email that picture to Joe.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Well, I think you scared her away.
Oh, come on.
I think you just drove her off.
Please stop it. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's,
Let's switch back. Hey, I was just checking my email. We have never had pictures of girls. We have never had an email address on this show, Mike. Well, the way they do it, that fellow that just came in here, that pothead, the retard, Joe Artinger, I think he gets contacted that way. All right, you ready for some ass play with Pete and Les? I am indeed. Here we go. Get ready for the first time ever. Pete and Les.
You've reached one.
Ass play.
58 for ass.
Right.
258-4277.
Yeah, baby.
Waiting for your call. That's so hot, wet, and horny. I could just explode.
Wow.
Ooh, are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
You bet, yes.
All your wildest fantasies come true?
Yes.
Yeah, then hold on, baby. Hold on.
I'm holding it.
Because you're in for one hell of a ride.
I want ass play.
$2,499 per minute, but you must be 18. Sponsored by SK Enterprises. For customer service, please call 1-800-771-249.
Diddle me. Hi, diddle, diddle.
An access fee of $5.99. Please be aware that your call may be...
I've got to tell them they're on the air, okay? So bear with me while I do that. Wow.
Press 1.
Right on.
To go one-on-one with a sexy girl.
What do I want?
Only $3.99 per minute. Oh, to join the... Remember, to get back to the main menu,
connect us.
You can press star.
Put us right through. They're yours. Come on now. Spank me. Oh, that's how it starts. Ass play. Come on, bitch. Donna, Mike, show you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi. Who's this?
Why are you talking on that thing?
What?
Why are you talking on that thing?
Why am I talking on what thing? These are our natural voices.
Yeah.
You're talking to a couple of America's preeminent morning disc jockeys. Why don't we introduce ourselves?
Oh, really?
Hi, I'm Pete Moss, and I'm Les Humid, and we've been looking forward to calling this number for quite some time. How are you, dear? Now, we do a morning radio show, and we have a secret life that we've never shared with our listeners, and we're not sharing with them now. This is a private call. And we're very excited about this call because we're going to involve something we both enjoy that we've enjoyed for quite some time. And that's something I'm talking about is ass play.
Oh, some underground ass play.
Yeah. You don't know, Anna girl, you don't know how frustrating it is on me. We wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We've been coming to the same station for 47 years. We arrive at work. We do the traffic on the 8s and the weather on the 9s.
Right.
We have the TV weatherman, and we have the newsmaker of the day, and we've got the Hobgoblin Festival at Halloween. But really, what will really get us going is ass play.
Play, huh?
Ass play. That's what really turns us on, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah?
How do you feel about it?
On every man.
What's that?
Doesn't it turn on every guy?
Well, it turns out these two guys feel that way.
And if guys don't know ass play,
hold on just a second. I need a second oxygen here. Ass play, would you do me a favor and say, turn that thing down, Les. Sorry. Turn that thing down. I'm sorry. I just turned it off. Would you please say, hey, Pete, how about some ass play?
Hey, who? Say what?
Pete. That's his name. Pete.
Pete?
Pete. Yeah, Peter.
Pete?
Peter Moss. Hey, Peter, how about some ass play?
How about some ass play, Pete? Why don't we play?
Oh, man. Your turn, Les. Hi, Les Human here. You just call me Lester.
Lester?
What is Lester like, baby? Please tell Lester what he likes.
He wants some ass play, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lester wants ass play. Big time. Big time. Now, give me some. Now, it's back to Pete. Hi, it's Pete.
Okay, bend over, Pete.
Okay, you know what I've got in my hand?
Assume the position.
I've got a number 2 pencil. Oh, my God. And number two, no pun intended. Now, let's play the game called Make the Pencil Disappear. All I want to see is the eraser. Oh, you're living dangerously, Mr. Lead Poisoning. It's not sharpened, of course. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get into your fun. Go ahead. Would you help me with my pencil?
Yes, I'll help you with your pencil.
Help me with it. And you're going to have to speak up. I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm old.
Why don't you lay back and relax and let me take care of everything?
What are you going to do with that pencil?
I'm going to make you feel good, baby.
Are you going to make it disappear?
I'm going to make it disappear and go bye-bye.
Okay, hold on a sec. My turn now. Come on. Are we going to have... You're hogging her. Are we going to have... Aspire. You're hogging her. Let me just have a moment. What did you say your first name was, dear?
Bianca.
Bianca, I have one very, very important question. How big is your hand?
How big is my hand?
How big is your hand?
It's big enough, but not too small.
Okay, so it's reasonably large? It's not like a man's hand, is it?
No.
Okay, what I'd like you to do, size of a baseball, is it?
No.
Is it smaller, larger?
It's probably smaller.
If it was in a fist.
Yeah.
Would it resemble a baseball, a softball, a grapefruit?
Maybe a little apple.
A little apple. All right, let me ask another question here. Have you done your nails?
Oh, yeah, my nails are done.
Are they all manicured?
Of course.
Are they all designed on?
Yes.
That's good. That's real good. That's good. That's perfect for... That's fine. It's my turn now.
Play?
Yeah, go ahead. Be my turn. Yeah, go for it. All right.
Want some ass play?
Yes, man, oh man. Yes, yes, yes. I want ass play. Rock and roll, ass play. Rock and roll. Now, we're going to play ass chess. Here's your move. Take the king and make him disappear. He goes in the same place as the pencil. I'm going to bend over now, and you tell me when you've made your move as we play ass chess.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Have you made your move?
No, when I make my move, you have to turn the other way.
Okay, go ahead, Pete. Okay, tell me when. Tell me when.
Here it comes.
Tell me when. Yes. Ass play. Attaboy. Bianca? Bianca, are you there? This is less human. Bianca?
Yes?
Have you any items in your kitchen that we could play with?
Oh, I have plenty of kitchen utensils.
How about, I'm not thinking in the area of utensils, I'm thinking in the area of foodstuffs. What type of foodstuffs do you have? Can you list the food items that you have? And I'll yell stop when you get to the one that I want you to use. Just list all the food items. And as soon as you get to one I like, I'm going to yell stop very loudly, okay? For Asplay. Asplay. Go ahead, Bianca.
I have big sausages in my freezer.
Keep going.
I can defrost them.
Okay, just keep going, please. Tell me what else you have. Speak up, please.
Bananas.
Keep going. Bananas.
Bananas.
Anything else? Anything else? Hey, mention all the food stuff you can. You're going to get to the right one soon. I know. Please, tell me some more.
I have avocado.
Avocado. Anything in the area of a condiment? Tell her what you like.
I have some syrup.
Syrup. Stop. Stop right there. Bianca, real quick before we get back to Pete. Pour the syrup on me.
You want me to pour the syrup on you?
Yeah, you know where.
Oh, yes.
Are you pouring it on me?
Yeah. I'm pouring.
Wow!
I'm pouring it.
Man! I'm all good here, Pete. Huh? All right, Les, listen. I'm just going to play in the syrup for a minute. I'm going to be Mrs. Butterworth for just a second. You have fun over there. I'm going to follow up on your log cabin route. Attaboy. Oh, sticky boy. And now I'm thinking of a foodstuff. And I'm thinking of me getting some of that Welch's grape jelly. How would you feel about applying some of that grape jelly? Would you apply it?
I'll slap it on.
Slap it on? Yeah. Let me hear you slap it on, Bianca.
You
want
to hear me slap it on?
Yeah. Slap it on my ass. Yeah.
I'm gonna slap it on your ass.
Slap it on my ass. Oh, boy.
Spread it.
That's right, baby. Spread it.
I'm gonna spread it, all right.
Oh, spread it, baby. How you doing over there, Pete? I think he's having a heart attack. Wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the first time, though. Goddamn, I just want to tell you something. Bianca, man, I love... Hello?
Yeah?
Who was that? Is there somebody else here?
No, he left. He got scared of you guys.
Oh, really? Wait, is this one of those party lines?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Well, now, I thought this was private. I mean, I thought this was one-on-one action. What the hell's going on here? What if any of our listeners happen to be tuning in and calling in and would catch us with ass play? Bianca, for God's sake, we thought this was a total privacy. Bianca, you don't understand. We do morning drive on a radio station WMAL in Washington, D.C. We're famous for lost dog announcements and our annual chili cook-off. Are you alone now, Bianca?
I'm alone.
Okay. This is less you. Are you there with the food again?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you had a banana. Is it a ripe banana?
No.
Oh, it isn't. That doesn't matter. Peel the banana for me, please. Very quickly. Peel the banana.
Peel it?
Is it peeled? You take it completely out of the skin, and then I'd like you just to bounce up and down on it. If you could lay it out flat on the surface, the counter, please, and just smash the banana. Okay, we're going to make a banana sandwich for less human. Can you do that? Can I hear you bounce up and down on the banana, please?
Can you bounce up and down on it?
Yeah, please. Let me hear you.
Okay.
Come on. Bounce, baby. Come on. Are you?
I'm bouncing.
Put the phone down by your ass so we can hear you bouncing. That's what we do. It goes both ways when you're participating in ass play.
Banana in my ass?
No. That doesn't need to go there. Just on the outside. No, shut us down, man. Just on the outside. On the outside, mash the banana. Make kind of a banana pate, if you will. Wow. Jesus. Let me hear you do it now.
Okay.
Let me hear you bounce up and down on the banana. Let me hear it. Now, Bianca, are you there? Are you done? Why don't you feed yourself the banana paste? Please. Bianca?
Hello?
Bianca, now, take the banana paste, put it on your fingers, and lick your fingers. Wow. Oh, man. I'm a wow. Wow. Jesus. Fantastic. Bianca, you are a fine lady. Man, this is good. Do you like ass play?
I love ass play.
Do you like Pete and Wes?
Yeah, I like Pete and
Wes. We're good ass players, aren't we?
Mm,
we wrote the book, baby. We've been doing it since it was fashionable, if you know what I mean. So just so you remember, if we ever call this number back, can we talk just to you?
Yeah, you have to ask for Bianca.
We'll ask for Bianca. Yeah, we'll do that, baby. Do you remember our names?
Pete and Les.
And what are Pete and Les good at?
Ass play.
Bingo! God, bingo. Mission accomplished. Houston, we have splashdown. Fantastic. Houston, we have splashdown. Astronauts in the water. The calories have been burned. Astronauts in the water. Man, oh man. We need some tube socks. Shower time. This room right now. Absolutely. Well, Mike, that was great. Well, there's another Hawaiian moo-moo shirt ruined, but that's okay. Worth every nickel. Goddamn, I love the ass play. Fantastic. Bianca was a fine lady. Oh, thank you, honey. They're good people.
Bye.
Bye. Till next time.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye. Who's the... Hey, Bianca.
Huh?
Who's the best at ass play?
I'd have to say I take you both on.
Yeah. Let's say our names. Who's the best at ass play?
Pete and Les.
Yeah. Well, until next time... Let me thank you for your time. And remember, the time that we have together is the time, really, of our lives. Man, oh, man. And until next time, I'd like to say, thanks for the time that we've had together. The current time, Bing Bong, is 10 minutes until the hour. Time after time. Time stops for no man. Thank you for talking to two guys who should be Time's Man of the Year, Pete Moss and Liz Human. You're Bianca-rific. Bianca.
Yes.
This BM's for you, atta girl. Thanks now.
Thanks, guys.
So long. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Saying goodbye can take so much time.
Yes, it can.
Especially when it's on our dime. I rhymed. Yeah. Wow. Bye, bitch. Is she gone? Are you gone, Bianca?
No.
I hope you was, you minx. You little minx. I hope you weren't offended by my language.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go off on you now.
Okay. I was only kidding. We've had too much fun with ass play.
Action.
You're no bitch. You're the opposite of a bitch. You're an ass angel. You are a sweetie pie. Mm-hmm. You're a moon pie. You're a big brown moon pie. A delicious chocolate pie with whipped cream on top. A mile wide and Hershey's Kisses around the perimeter. Yeah. Wow. Well, now I'm moving into a whole other thing. I'm starving. I'm starving to death. So am I. Let's go to DQ. DQ, let's get a blizzard. All right. Nice talking with you, Bianca. All right, hang up the phone now, darling.
Okay, bye, guys.
Goodbye. She's still there. Hang up. Oh, you're a little minx. Come on, you have to hang up, Bianca. Please hang up or we'll never call again. Please hang up. Please. We've completed our mission. We've completed.
Mission?
We're relieved, if you know what I mean. Come on, Bianca. Hang up the goddamn phone, okay?
I'm not done with you guys.
You're not done with us. Now, listen, don't make this go ugly. Please, Bianca, hang up the phone. Please. Please, it would be important to us.
It would be important to you.
Yes, it would. Larry, please, can you do that for us? Because we want to call back. Please hang up. Please.
You hang up on me.
We never do that. We please hang up on us. We don't do that to a lady. We only move on when we hear your click. Please. I know it's a money issue with you, darling, but please, for the love of God, hang up the phone. Please hang up. Oh, someone else is. Who is that? Someone else on the line? Who's there? Who wants to talk to this whore? Who did you come for? That's from the movie The Cell. Why are you here? Bianca. Bianca, I'm a big bad bear. Bianca, Goldilocks, she's gone. She's gone. Yeah, touche. She's gone. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the debut of Pete and Les's Ass Play. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. God bless.
Yeah.
Bravo. Got a feeling. I really got to turn this thing off. Kidding.
You think this is Elvis to Elvis?
I got a feeling that there's only two guys that are really laughing at that.
Well, we'll have to get our feedback.
I think they're the two guys looking at each other right now.
I think our audience is always very forthright with their opinions of things.
I don't think people like that.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they have to say.
Either way, logging for best of.
Just in case.
I got to hear it again. I could listen to it right now.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it thoroughly. You know, it's the best thing we've ever done with that little machine.
Now, Buzz, now, you be honest.
I enjoyed it. My only concern is that some guys maybe enjoyed it too much.
There you go. All right, and Rob, I know you like it.
I love it.
Yeah, but you like everything, though.
I know.
Well, you know what? I care what the audience thinks.
Exactly. Well, we always care what the audience thinks. We just don't care what management thinks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That freaking ruled. That was outstanding. You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Okay, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest thing you guys have ever done. I was laughing my ass off. I had to pull over because there were tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Well, the audience has spoken.
Yeah. Stand corrected.
Yeah, very good.
Fantastic. That's even better when we do something that we love and you guys like.
Amen.
Yay. Thank you. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Selected, I'll go with it.
It's right. The Don and Mike Show. Surprised you know that.
On tomorrow's episode, it's Craig Wilson Wednesday.
This fits the theme.
We've also got... you mean ass play?
playing. We've also got... Where's that great tape we have of Elton John farting?
Oh, yeah, we haven't heard that tape last
week. Tomorrow we'll have Craig Wilson for you.
Very good.
Also, what I think will be a pretty funny bit with Robert Blake.
Very good.
And tomorrow we'll be reading, I just received my copy of the Viacom Business Conduct Statement.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be able to go through the rules and make sure that we're making all the right moves.
Let me see. Possible conflicts of interest.
Very good.
And, of course, there's page after page about sexual harassment.
Ah, we always like to be up on the latest rules at the company.
And the one that I love the most... Supervisor-subordinate relationships.
Wonderful. Mm. That's good stuff.
Gets its own paragraph in the good. Viacom rules.
That's good. It's a lovely, lovely little mailer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, look, I want to tell you guys the ass-play thing. I love this.
There you go. We're waiting for the first, negative.
Well, maybe it's not going to happen, Mike. All right, thank you, my friend. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Houghton, Louisiana, 50 miles south of New Orleans.
Very good.
And look, Rob, I want to tell you, man, I got dibs on D. Author and Robert Blake. I'm not a fan of man ass, but it'll be warm. You know?
I have no idea what the guy was talking about.
He might be speaking Cajun.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Expressing a fantasy.
What's he saying, Rob?
I think he wanted to treat Robert Blake as I treated Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if you want to, that's fine. But Rosie was a very special lady. It's not like I go door to door to all the funerals.
Don and Mike, hello.
Easy for
hello.
You to say. Christ. He's very selective about the funerals.
She's dead.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz in the room?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He was just Buzz was just choking back some vomit.
I was enjoying a lovely beverage. Sorry. Yes.
Hi. Hey, glad you're doing good, Buzz. And I got to say, guys, that last bit. Hilarious. And Mike, can you do me one favor, dude?
What's that?
Call me a DA.
You're a DA, you dumbass.
Thank you very much.
Very
hey,
good.
Guys, great show. Talk to you later.
Right. Bye-bye. Mike, did you ask for it? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't enjoy the ass play at all.
Very all right.
We were ready. It was awful.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. He loved
it. You had to ask for it, though.
Yeah, I think I solicited for it, and that's why he was doing that. I don't think he was being sincere.
On tomorrow's episode, I told you all the stuff. Oh, also tomorrow, we're going to be soliciting for Thursday's show.
Right.
The big French Kiss Your Dog show.
It's going to be great, and please keep those email pictures coming.
We have already have over 20 dogs and their masters who have signed up for this contest.
Fantastic. Did you ever expect to get the response you got?
No, absolutely not. Mentioned it one time.
Yeah.
Had like 15 people call, and five more since then.
Everybody wants to make out with their dogs.
the best make out, the best French kiss session with your dog. Mm-hmm. On Thursday's show, you got to come here to radio station WJFK wins $500, courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia, the best choice for movies, sports, and news. 250 channels available on the all-new Cox digital cable service.
And hey, we're talking the four-legged variety, okay? So none of you pranksters. We want real dogs in here.
And then on Friday's episode, are you ready, Mike, to rock?
I am ready to rock.
Poison.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's good.
Poison's coming in. And I think they're going to be having sex with some of our listeners.
That's very exciting.
Right. Hello, Donna, Mike.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, I want to be in a contest.
The dog kissing contest?
Yeah, I have two dogs, two Rottweilers.
You got two Rottweilers. You going to bring them both?
Yeah, if I can.
Sure. Now, you can double up. We have one guy who's going to have a three-way. And do you have another guy called say he had four dogs?
Got a four-way going. He's got three dogs and himself.
All right, that's the four-way.
Yeah, the four-way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the prize? What's the grand prize?
$500.
$500?
Right.
$500.
What's second place?
a firm, hearty handshake.
Shoot for first place.
$250.
I'm sorry, you're disqualified.
Yeah,
Not able to participate. No, you won't be able to participate.
I dropped something over here.
Yeah, you've been disqualified. Sure
made me late enough.
Don. What are you dropping?
Oh, it's a pot and pan.
It's a pot and pan. What are you cooking?
Neighbors?
Grits?
Actually, it's chicken soup.
Chicken soup? Did you make it from scratch?
No, it's Campbell's.
Campbell's.
Oh, man.
Mm, good.
That's good. That's not chicken.
Yeah, what can we do for you? Why did you call? You called for the contest.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I wanted to mention for the phone line contest, or the sex line.
Yeah.
You guys should go back to doing the messages when you guys leave them on and somebody responds to it.
Yeah, you know, that was one time we found one phone line that did that.
Right.
We searched through. I mean, really, if you go to our office,
mm-hmm.
we look like the worst guys in the world because on our coffee table in our office, we have all kinds of dirty magazines.
Yes, we do, from all over the world.
Because we are constantly trying to look to find services like that one,
right?
Where you left a message and they called back and mm-hmm. they said that we got a message for you.
That's right.
Oh, you can't find it?
No, we can't find it. If anybody's got them, send them in.
Yeah, I'll look for some. If I find them, I'll drop. I can.
All right,
some.
Enjoy your soup.
Yeah, just remember those little specks of pink meat or chicken.
Hey, am I still in the contest?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're not disqualified.
Come on. All
right, take my info.
So you're disqualified.
No, you're not. Hold on a second.
Oh, soup everywhere.
I just don't like to be ordered around by some guy.
Yeah, I like to disqualify people.
Okay, take my info.
Take my info right now.
Campbell's. Oh, it's Don and Mike's stuff.
Don and Mike's.
Hello.
Good day for hot soup. Yeah.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, can I be honest?
Of course.
I didn't really like the ass play thing.
Hey, thank you.
It's not the content. It's the voices. It hurts my ears.
All right, thank you.
Hey, wait, can I get a prize for being honest?
No.
Oh, why not?
No, get out of here.
Absolutely not.
Wait a minute. I'm your number one fan.
Get out of here.
Come on, guys.
No, you're not our number one fan. You just said you didn't like it, but we did.
Don, take his info.
Come on, take my info.
Go get some Campbell's soup.
Here is the tip of Elton John farting. This is from that documentary they did, that Elton John's boyfriend did on him, where they followed him around all the time, where he wore like a tiara.
You have to listen carefully, but you will, if you listen really carefully, listen to the one pause, and you can hear Elton fart.
You'll hear it.
The tape is 17 seconds long. 15 seconds into the tape, you hear him fart. We did not augment this tape. Oh, you can dock the tapes. But we did not.
No.
It's hard to start loving yourself, all this bit about you've got to love yourself, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight.
5 seconds.
3 years' behavior is not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
Did you hear it? It's right at the very end when he's
going to talk.
He says 5 years. Play it for you again.
It's hard to start loving yourself, all this bit about you've got to love yourself, I know that, but it doesn't.
It's coming up now.
Overnight. It's 43 years behind.
Attention right now, listen.
Overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If indeed it would be miraculous.
It's right after he says 5 years.
Yep. One more time, please.
You got it.
It's worth it.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself. I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's 43 years' behavior. It's not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
He farts. He farts big.
I'm telling you. He farts big because he's sitting on a sofa.
Elton John farts.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself. I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's 43 years' behavior. It's not going to have to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
Even here with music.
What if we had that technology to, like, enhance it? You know? Like, really enhance it. It'd be incredible.
Oh, I love that tape. That's a good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I would like to talk to Don and Mike to comment on the ass play.
You're talking to us. Hi.
Hey. I hate to sound ridiculous, but, long-time listener, first-time caller. The ass play was weak. I'm all for ass play, but that bit was a little weak.
You know, Mike, now you've brought them out.
Well, it's not my fault. You're the one that said you should get called.
No, you solicited. Hey, I said, I bet the audience hates it, and the first couple of calls we took were from people who said,
right,
hey, they really liked it.
I'm sorry.
And then you said you're just waiting for that one person to call and say that they don't like
it. It's my fault.
And now everybody's calling.
It's my fault for asking for email pictures, for asking for soliciting, for negative calls, for
Hello?
Calling you brilliant.
Don and Mike Show.
Go. Hilarious. I'm guilty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
What's going on? It's been a nigga, man.
Hey, BN.
How you doing, BN?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Yeah, but I got a beef anyway.
What?
I ain't like the damn bit.
Not even BN likes the bit.
I mean, well, would I be bitter if I liked it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very honest.
No, you can't be.
You have never been happy, Ann.
No.
You've always been bitter, Ann.
Because I'm the bitter nigga.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your feedback.
Hey, Ann, listen, Ann, seriously, one time, if you could just straighten out for us, why so bitter?
Well, it started... I ain't got time to go into it right now.
All right.
But you know that guy? That guy on your show?
Mr. 40?
That guy.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah. He doesn't like him.
But you were bitter long before you ever were introduced to Mr. 40 on the show.
No.
Oh, so he turned you into BN?
You know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
It's because, you know, how dare y'all let him take what was supposed to be mine?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. See, that's it. That's the long bit of it right
there. Gotcha. All right, Dan.
How dare you?
Okay, goodbye, Dan.
Don't you hang up on me.
Take his info.
All right, hang up on me.
We're owning a radio.
I didn't.
Was strictly forbidden.
Hold on, though.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hold on.
He made it up.
What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, the
Bulls... Dude, nigga, still pissed.
Well, that's every day, man.
Today, the Bulls in Spain... mainly went insane.
Hey!
All right.
That is okay. All right, BN, do you want to take us to break?
Yeah, cool.
Stay tuned. For news and comment on the Don and Mike Show.
On the goddamn Don and Mike Show.
Well done.
Thank you, BN.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, straight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah. What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
How come yesterday you didn't play the footage from the All-Star game of Ted Williams? Where are you, Sammy? I can't see you, Sammy.
Yeah, I think we lost that tape.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was great.
That's the one where his son, John Henry Williams, put the .com company hat on his father's head. I read about that, too.
I'm getting cold, Sammy.
Sammy.
Where are you, Barry?
Remember? They wheeled him out.
But I can't hear you.
They wheeled him out to the pitcher's mound last year. And Sammy Sosa was like standing a foot away from him.
Right.
And said, hi, Ted.
Where are you going, Sammy?
Sammy, you're wild.
Wow.
Did you catch any of the home run derby? I was talking about that earlier in the show with the exploding head of Chris Berman.
Negative.
Oh, my God. Don't put that man in a humid day, in a sport coat, on a field, behind home plate. Please don't do that.
And I'm not watching the All-Star game tonight.
Good for you.
Three reasons. Actually, two of them are combined. It's the death thing. It's Ted Williams and Jack Buck.
Right.
They're going to be too much. They're both great guys, but too much time devoted to that. And plus... the pricks are going on strike.
Mm-hmm. Again?
They're going on strike again.
You know what that does to me.
They're doing it. I swear to God, they're doing it again.
I know. You know what that does to me? I mean, I don't think
they're going on strike.
I don't think I've enjoyed a baseball season more than this one. I've been enjoying every minute of it, and it just can't suck enough. And I tell you, there's an outside shot. I mean, there's no sport I love more. If they pull this crap again, I might be right there with you where you were, how was it, 5-6 years ago?
Do you know that up until the last baseball
season... You were a diehard fan.
Mm-hmm. I was one of those idiots that read the box score every day. I could tell you back in the day with the Cubs exactly Ryan Sandberg, what he had batted on the day before.
I mean, this is really... It's gotten to a point now where it really makes me sick. I came back the second time like a lot of fans did. A lot of fans didn't. But if they strike, they got to know that they are really, they're going to push away the diehard fans like me by doing this. Because it's just not the way to solve the problem.
They're going
to
strike. And what I've heard is that it's going to be one of two scenarios.
And it's such unbelievable greed.
It'll either be soon... like in August.
Right.
Or it'll be right before the World Series.
Right.
So the players get all of their money for the year, and then the owners and the networks get effed because there's no World Series.
Uh-huh. And just like it was last time, it's greed on both sides.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not. I'm not putting pointing a finger at the players or the owners. They're both at fault. And they both have more money than... But you know what? I don't even know. I'm not even educated on the issues here, but I do know one thing. I think that the small market teams, those teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates, the teams like the Milwaukee Brewers, there's got to be a division of the wealth here. Because
well, you
it's
do
getting
it
to
like
the point
the,
where it's, and my team included, the Boston Red Sox are one of the rich teams.
You do it like the NFL.
Right.
You got all the teams, and the crappy teams get the same amount of money from the TV contract
right.
as the great teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I read yesterday that pissed me off?
Right.
Remember, Mike, when you were telling me yesterday off the air that you were mad that the Yankees got that pitcher from the Tigers?
Yeah, now having six pretty much frontline stars, the Yankees getting a pitcher when they don't even need a pitcher.
I wrote a quote from someone in the Detroit Tigers organization saying, that's what happens when you're a small market team.
Right.
Now, hold on a second. Detroit ain't a small market.
No, it's not.
Detroit is a top 10 market.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's like 6 million people
and the way I understand
who live in Detroit.
Yeah, you know, the guys that are against it are these small circle of owners that have the big money teams. You know, the Atlanta Braves, the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox. It's just something that, yeah, you know, it's going to wreck it for everybody. And I'm not saying this just because the Yankees are getting all these players and I'm a Red Sox. The Red Sox are in the same ballpark. Look at their payroll. They get the big Manny Ramirez guys. They get the big stars. You got to start spreading it out so that every year you go into a season where a team in the other markets has a chance. There is none anymore.
All I know is it sucks ass. It sucks ass. And they're on steroids and they're going on strike.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to watch it tonight.
Good for you.
I'm just not going to watch it.
Me neither.
Oh, you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah, me either. Well, Shea Hillenbrand's making his first appearance in the All-Star game, so I got to watch that.
Who is that?
That's the starting third baseman for the American League and the third baseman for the Boston Red Sox.
Gotcha.
And my favorite player on the Boston Red Sox.
There I go. See? I'm an idiot fan. I'm an idiot fan that gets totally sucked into it.
But I didn't get sucked into the hype of the home run derby. I turned that off. Good for you.
Bank, 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 bank.
Chris Berman. Jesus Christ.
Bank, 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 bank.
Chris Berman doing the intros, and I wish you'd been here when I was talking about this, because sometimes you watch that stuff. The intros were to the point where the players were getting pissed off. You saw the players standing on the set.
This guy, 1924, 700, and he's screaming the whole time. He's screaming like this.
Shut up.
Here now is our biggest sports expert,
Buzz
Burbank.
That's right. Hi, Don and Mike. This sport I know about. The Bulls went crazy today in Pamplona, Spain. The annual running of the Bulls and its third day, a day that started and ended in chaos. At the start, a couple of the Bulls strayed from the pack, got disoriented, and started goring everything in sight. Later, even though the Bulls were accompanied by steers that are supposed to keep the pack together, one bull broke free and ran back the other way.
All right.
He charged into the crowd of spectators and started flipping people into the air like pancakes.
Fantastic.
There were 3 neck injuries, a broken wrist, and other indignities. When it was over, 5 people were gored, including today, 3 Americans.
There you go.
Oh. You feel real bad for him. Oscar-winning actor Rod Steiger is dead. Steiger, who won for the movie In the Heat of the Night, passed this morning in a Los Angeles area hospital. He was 78, died of pneumonia and kidney failure.
Buzzy, give me a moment.
All right.
Our tribute to Rod Steiger.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The obviously moved Larry Kids.
Well, you know what killed him?
What?
Is up until the end, he's been dating Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Been spending a lot of time together.
Yeah, that probably put the final nail in his coffin.
Suffocation.
Gotcha.
Through his career, Steiger played Al Capone, Napoleon, Rasputin, and Mussolini, but turned down a chance to play General Patton, which he later admitted was a huge mistake.
I tell you, I think Robert De Niro as Al Capone was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rod Steiger's Al Capone is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
A white California police officer has been relieved of duty after being caught on video slamming a handcuffed black teenager onto a car trunk and then punching the kid. Inglewood officer Jeremy Morse is on tape hitting 16-year-old Donovan Jackson in the face. 3 other officers from that L.A. suburb were on the scene, along with 2 sheriff's deputies. 2 of the other officers tried to stop the beating. The young man had been stopped for driving with an expired license plate.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
I wanted to see that yesterday.
The video?
Yeah.
I saw it. I've seen it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see it. Where's my cunny honey?
Hello?
Honey. Hey, son.
Hello.
Wife, hello.
Hi.
Hello, family. Let me talk to the wife for a moment, please.
Goodbye.
Bye. Honey.
Yes, my darling.
It's come up on the show right now.
No, my darling. I talked to...
Not the sex thing.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the cops beating up the guy.
Oh.
Remember last night we were laying in bed?
Right.
And you said, isn't there anything on?
Right.
And I said, well, there was something that was boring on that you wouldn't like on Channel 9.
Right.
And there was something bad on Channel 4. And I said, but I've got it on Channel 5 because I'm waiting to see the tape of the cops beating up the guy.
Right. And meanwhile, we were hearing all the story about one guy who's lost his job at...
WorldCom.
Right.
Right.
So you made me change the channel. So now I can't comment on the cops beating up the guy.
Yeah, but you know a lot of what's happening with that one guy who lost his job, who was in a bar and interviewed for about 15 minutes on the news. It was the story of him at WorldCom.
Now, that's not a... Yeah, she's right. We're watching Channel 5 News.
Right.
They didn't have anybody to talk to.
They keep teasing the fact that they've got this video of the cops beating up the guy at a gas station.
Right, right.
So I'm watching it, and I actually said to Frieda at one point, I'm keeping it on the Fox News because I want to see this guy getting beaten up because I want to talk about it on the air.
Right.
So then they go to the story about WorldCom, the company that's, you know, like gone like Enron.
Laying off people. Right.
And while the CEOs are testifying on television, they go to a bar.
Fire.
Where they find one guy who was laid off.
Nearly empty bar watching TV.
And he's watching it on TV.
Right.
And that's the whole story, is they're interviewing the one guy who was laid off.
They were quoting him like he was the CEO. And Joe Schmoe says that such and such.
Lazy journalism.
Wow. And meanwhile, I'm waiting just to see the guy getting beaten up in California. Mm-hmm. And eventually she makes me change the channel.
Wow. Well, they show the guy, the clip I saw, they pick the kid up and they slam him down. His head hits the car of the car.
Yeah.
And then the cop comes right over the top with one good right hand right to the jaw of the kid. And then they zoom in on the cop. You see the cop, and the cop is bleeding. And allegedly the cop was attacked, and that's why he's reacting. That's the way I understood it.
Right. So, a couple of other officers did try to pull him off, though, when they saw that what they apparently thought was excessive force.
Right.
I would have been able to
comment on that.
All right. Sorry, my darling.
I would have been able to watch that.
Yeah, well, just tell him what episode of Andy it was last night.
It wasn't Andy. It was Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. They're getting older and ugly.
Yes,
yeah, tell him about that instead.
All right. Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, Sweetie.
Bye-bye. I hate that when she asserts herself like that in the bedroom when she won't let me watch the news.
Right.
So I got to pick something like Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Andy's still in color on that run.
That's why. He landed 10 o'clock, Rob.
Right, yeah, it was the end of Mayberry.
You bet your ass.
As we knew it.
Ass play.
Color doesn't belong in that tub.
Ass play.
Ass play.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now don't forget.
God damn it.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thursday on the show, we make radio history with our French kissing dog contest.
Amen, brother.
Humans and dogs touching tongues.
In the summertime,
$500 from Cox Cable.
Very exciting.
Of Northern Virginia. You want to register and enter yourself and your dog? Call us at the 877-365-3636. I know we're running late on time, Buzz.
Yes.
So let me ask you very quickly. Buzz is nice enough to give me a cheat sheet every day of his news.
Yes.
Yes. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to skip all the way to the bottom. I must hear about Eddie and Valerie.
Oh, yeah. This is shocking news, as a matter of fact. This is one of those relationships, one of those marriages you thought would probably never break up, but now it has. Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli calling it quits after 21 years.
Wow.
They made it through all the drug addiction that Eddie had and his battle with cancer, but now, and there have been talk about them splitting up before during all that, but...
Why can't people stay together? Jesus.
Official. And I also want to mention Bob Barker's back in Washington, back in the hospital. The TV personality who reminds us to spay and neuter our pets is having prostate surgery.
And what about Hasselhoff in rehab?
Yes. Yes, Herr Hasselhoff is in rehab. His publicist says he checked himself in because he was beginning to get concerned about his social drinking. He's in the Betty Ford Clinic, checked in about a week ago.
No need for that to be concerned.
There you go.
And in sports, the 73rd Major League All-Star Game is tonight. National League leads the all-time series with 40 wins, 31 losses, and a tie.
I'll drink to that.
And finally, in the Miami area.
It's a tribute to death. Don't watch that show tonight.
Tribute to death.
Miami police are cracking down on crank calls to 911. They say the number of bogus 911 calls has grown steadily in the last year and a half.
This isn't Gloria Estefan.
Nearly 10% of the calls now turn out to be pranks or hang-ups. And they say most of the calls come from payphones in strip malls, which is interesting.
Mr. Cleaver? This is Dan Marino.
He come down with something.
Real unexpected-like.
The last straw, apparently, was a call from an 8-year-old boy who wanted police to know his parents wouldn't let him play video games.
Oh, dear.
In Gainesville, Florida, meanwhile, police have arrested a 20-year-old man for faking more than 1,100 911 calls in 2 days. Police say the man told them he was bored.
Uh-huh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Get to know Charlie. Sorry,
we got to go. Thank you for a good one today. And be back tomorrow with a new episode.
A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Can you?
Can you, sir?
Can you?
Can you, sir? Toodaloo.
Ask.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.